Just lift up your voice and bless him in the spirit. Lift up your voice and let's pray in the spirit as we bless him. The Father of spirits, we bless you and we honor you. Sabanda parakuta da prakate balaha sakata pranda gata palakotutia. The Father of spirits, the doer of wonders, we give you the praise, we give you the praise. From eternity to eternity, you are God, and we worship, we worship, we bless you. Bless him in the spirit for the mighty things that he will be doing tonight. Father, we honor you. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we honor you. Father, we give you the praise. Hallelujah. Father, my portion tonight, let it be delivered unto me. Lift your voice and pray. My portion tonight. God is a God of portions. My portion tonight, I receive by faith. My portion tonight. He baratos kalibrande ge baratos kedibalahasia. My portion tonight, I receive by faith. I receive my portion in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Hallelujah. Father, visit us tonight in the name of Jesus. You call this a miracle service, let it answer to its name. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If your name is Stephen and we say Stephen and you don't answer, it tells us something is wrong with you. The Bible says, whatsoever Adam called it, that was the name thereof. So if God says it's your season of lifting and you call it by faith, it should answer. If God says this is your season of open doors, the same way if I call you and I say come, you come. Even the dead came. When he said Lazarus, he came forth. Let me speak to you in the name of Jesus that everything that must come into your life tonight, there is no power in existence that will stop it from coming. In the name of Jesus Christ. I believe in the gospel of power. I truly believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. Christianity is just a discussion of fables without the power of the Holy Spirit. The difference is the power of God. Hallelujah. We need the power of God, especially over the issues that plague men in today's world. Enough of discussions. We need the power of God to heal, to deliver, to change lives. We need the power of God. We need the power of God. We will keep giving vain explanations until the power of God is introduced. Pray one prayer. Father, let your power be revealed in and through my life tonight. Please be serious. Pray. Whether you are outside, you are following online, let your power be revealed in my life. You are a man of God. Pray. An encounter with power tonight. Let your power be revealed in and through my life. You came here in need of a touch from God. There's no distance in the spirit. Connecting from your home, connecting online, connecting by way of television. Let your power be revealed in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. For someone tonight, God will surpass your expectations. In the name of Jesus. Let your faith rise tonight. You have come to the God of heaven, and He will not disappoint you. In Jesus' name I pray. Please be seated gloriously in God's presence. It's always a joy to have us around. And for all who are worshiping with us for the first time across the nations and in this place, I welcome you in the name of Jesus. Sit back with joy and watch the wonder-working power of Jesus. The wonder-working power of Jesus. His power to save, His power to heal, His power to deliver. This God we serve is a mighty God. Please convince yourself that you are not hearing a lie. This God we serve is a mighty God. It does not take Him too long. Overnight, like it is tonight, God can turn someone's story completely in the name of Jesus Christ. This is not a preacher's gibberish. Believe me when I tell you this. God can come to you. I know we are many, but don't forget that when He deals with us, He can come to you. Many people have phone lines, but when they call you, everybody's phone does not ring. It is yours that rings. In spite of the fact that there are many phone lines, when I dial your number, it does not call another number. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I'll give a very short charge and then I'll begin to pray. The charge will help us to receive maximally. There are many believers who need to be taught how to receive. You see, if you're not taught how to receive, God can be in a place, mighty things can be happening, and yet you may not receive. It is very important that we open up ourselves to Scripture and understand how God operates. One Scripture, and then we'll begin to pray. By the way, let me start by saying this. While I prayed and prepared for this meeting, even before today, God is going to be visiting us across several areas, but there are four major areas that came to me by revelation. And God told me these are the core areas He's going to be dealing with tonight. Number one, restoration of spiritual fire. This, the Lord told me there are people who will come in need of restoration. Number two, healing. I know we're going to be ministering deliverance, but tonight God wants to heal. He truly heals. The area of healing. Number three is the area of stagnation. This came to me by revelation. Stagnation means that something pegs you at a level and you do not make progress, consistent with the investment of your efforts. And then number four, God tonight wants to break by prophecy financial limitations. So there are many things that God would do, but I'm announcing this to you as it came to me by revelation, so that we'll connect by faith. Are we still together? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, we'll start our reading from verse 18. Paul is teaching the church in Corinth, and he gives an instruction that we need to learn. He says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness." Please pay attention. "But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." Next verse. "For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of the world?" It's a question. 21. "For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." 22. "For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, Unto the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But unto them that are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Take note of 24, we're coming there. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Go to verse 24, please. It says, but unto them who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God, and Christ is the wisdom of God. Please pay attention. The word Christ comes from the word Christos. It means the anointed one, which is Jesus Christ principally, but it also means the anointing. The anointed one, revealing himself together with his anointing. That is the word Christ. So principally is a name for Jesus, but it also extends to all who are anointed with the Spirit. Are we together? Remember, the Bible says the kingdoms of this world, Revelation 11:15, are become the kingdoms of our God and of we his Christ, and he shall reign forever. Are we together? So back to 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 24. It was a revelation God gave me that will guide our receiving tonight. The Bible says, when the anointing of God, Christ and his anointing, is revealed in the midst of his people, it operates in two dimensions. Number one, there are people who the anointing will be revealed to as the power of God. But there are others the anointing will be revealed to as the wisdom of God. That both dimensions of revelation is still Christ. Are we together? There are problems that people have in their life that require the power of God head on. For instance, attacks of darkness. For instance, situations that need to be corrected supernaturally. For such, you don't need any counseling. You do not need any discussion. There has to be an encounter with the supernatural power of God. But there are other situations that require the wisdom of God. Not just the power of God. The Bible says when Christ is revealed, he is revealed in the midst of his people as the power of God, but also as the wisdom of God. So there are people, you came here tonight, and what you need is the anointing, but revealed as the wisdom of God. God begins to give you insight as to what you need to do to provide answers to the needs that you have. Many issues in our lives, I wrote here, require the power of God. Many issues, they require the power of God to supernaturally correct unfavorable conditions. Health conditions, for instance, demonic conditions, for instance, would always require the power of God to supernaturally correct those conditions. The Bible is full of conditions that were changed supernaturally by the power of God. But there are many other situations that require the wisdom of God. That means you must understand the principles of the kingdom allocated for that result you desire. This is very important. If you do not understand this, it may be difficult to receive maximally. That means in a meeting like this, you can find people falling under the anointing. You can find people receiving things, a divine touch from God. And usually people stand up and wonder, what now happened to me?
Why did I fall, for instance? Why is my body shaking? Why is this supernatural experience happening? And many people return back and cannot discern what just happened. The Bible says when the anointing, when Christ is revealed, he comes to some as the power of God, but he comes to some as the wisdom of God. There are people, as you fall under that anointing, you don't have to fall, but I'm saying, for instance, if that happens to you, you can stand up and what happened to you was the light of God. The solution to your problem just came to you. Just because you fell does not mean it's a demon going out. You can stand up from that experience and supernatural insight as to what to do. Christ as the wisdom of God. Christ as the power of God. Many times when we come for meetings like this, people just focus on the charismatic dimensions of the dealings of God, and people fall, they rise, they cry, they shout, and they return back and do not know what to do with these experiences. Paul is giving us an explanation right now that every time you see the anointing, the Holy Spirit and his anointing moving in the midst of his people, Christ is being revealed to some, the power of God to correct unfavorable conditions, but to some he's bringing you impartation of grace and knowledge. For instance, we're dealing with issues here of financial limitation. You can see that there are people, for instance, who it is just a demonic thing. No matter what they do, they cannot rise. They cannot experience that dimension of the glory of God. For such people, you need the anointing to come as the power that breaks that yoke. Are you seeing now? But there are many people who have been, they do not have the wisdom to make correct financial decisions. The anointing will still come to them, but it will now come as the wisdom of God. You will hear something through the word. While we are ministering, you will hear something all of us are not hearing. And that becomes the grace. You will go back from this miracle service, for instance, with a grace to now begin to walk in keeping with the principles that make for increase. The anointing still came to you. Because most people don't know what to do with the anointing. And so when we receive, when we shout, amen, receive the anointing, receive grace, amen. Some fall, some cry, some shout, some roll, and you know, all kinds of things happen to people. And at the end of it, we stand up, we dust ourselves, we share the grace, and we go back, and sadly, many do not finish up that process to receive the testimony desired. 1 Corinthians 1:24. Let's look at that scripture again. But to them which are called, say, I am called. One more time, say, I am called. How do you know you are called? Acts chapter 2 from verse 39, I believe. Acts chapter 2. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. We didn't just come, we were called. So I know that I am called. And the Bible says those who he called, he foreknew, he predestined. God called me to reveal his glory, called me to reveal his grace. And the Bible says when that anointing comes upon the called, it is Christ revealed as the power of God. Christ revealed as the wisdom of God. Is someone learning? So that when we begin to pray, your heart is expectant. And it does not mean he has to reveal himself as the power or the wisdom. He can reveal himself as both. That should be your prayer. That Lord, you come to me as your wisdom and your power. Wisdom to rise and to reign. Wisdom to rule. Let me show you something about the power and the excellency of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 8. Let's start from verse 1. Very quickly so we can begin to pray. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? Verse 2. She standeth in the top of the high places by the way, in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gate, wisdom now, at the entry of the city.
This is already a revelation. Wisdom has gone to the city before you, and she's crying from the city and coming in at all the doors. Verse 4. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, simple there means void of understanding. Understand wisdom. O ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right thing. Wisdom now is speaking. My mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination unto my lips. It says, all the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. Verse 9. They are all in plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that findeth knowledge. Receive my instruction and not silver. Do you know what this is saying? Wisdom is saying, if they keep me here and they keep silver, make no mistake to choose silver. When you choose me, you have chosen more than silver. Look at the power of wisdom. And knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies. And all the things that may be desired are not to be compared with her. You have to pause here and think of all the things you desire. I desire a house. I desire a car. I desire to move from a tenant to a landlord. And wisdom is saying these things are mundane compared to the power you have when you have me. That means for the many prayer requests you have written, 10, 15, 8, 9 of them, wisdom is saying, if you choose me, all of those things will no longer become requests. 12. We'll find somewhere to stop. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. 13. It says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. 14. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding, I have strength. So wisdom is not weak. By me, now, wisdom is speaking. Kings here does not just mean the male, royalty. That means if it is true that the Bible has made you royalty, that we are a kingdom of priests, he's saying if you want to reign in life, you will need me. And by me, princes decree justice. 16. It says, by me, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor. This is what I'm looking for. Riches and honor are with me. So, when you want to withdraw your money, you go to an ATM. You don't need the ATM, really. But because the ATM contains something that you need, is that true? You go to the ATM and slot in a card, type whatever you need to type, and it brings out cash, physical cash. You hold it there. So he's saying riches and honor are with me. The same way money is inside an ATM. Wisdom is saying when you come, there is riches and honor. You know what honor is? Honor means to be perceived to match your true worth. When you are honored, it means that men give you the credit and the perception that truly matches your worth, your sacrifice, and even surpasses it in many respects. It is possible to be a noble person and yet not have honor on your life. And you will be perceived far below your true worth. Are we together? Yes. When God brings you honor, he lifts you to match your sacrifice. He lifts you to match your knowledge. He lifts you to match your level of spiritual investment and will even surpass it for you. He says, riches and honor are with me. Yea, lasting riches that come with righteousness. Let 19 be the last verse. It says, my fruit is better than gold, than fine gold, and my revenue, the salary that I pay you, is more than choice silver. Say wisdom. Christ revealed as the wisdom of God. My dear people, listen to me. When the wisdom of God truly lands upon your life, right from where you are, you will begin to rise in a way that will first surprise you before it surprises everybody around you. The assignment of wisdom is to dress you with the robe of royalty. There is something called the grave clothes. I hope you know that. Let me show you. John 11:44. 43 and 44. Let's look at it. John chapter 11. This was Lazarus. When Jesus called Lazarus to come forth out of the grave, the Bible says, when he had thus spoken, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Look at verse 44. The Bible says, and he that was dead came forth. Read the remaining part with me. Bound hand and foot with grave clothes. Hold on. It would have just said with clothes. There are clothes that belong to the grave. There are clothes that belong to failure. Situations have their garments that you can wear upon you. You can dress in a way that you don't have to tell me you're a military man. I know you're a military man. You can dress in a way that I know you are a lawyer. You can dress in a way that I know you are an engineer. You can dress in a way. Every profession has clothes. The Bible says even the grave has clothes. Grave clothes. Failure has garments. Do you not believe this? That he can give them beauty for ashes. Is that true? The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That they might be called the oaks or the trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. The assignment of wisdom is to come to you like Haggai, the keeper of the king's virgins in the book of Esther. And wisdom will begin to dress you. You came from a background with grave clothes, failure clothes, delay clothes. That means I don't need to ask what your situation is. I just need to look at what you are wearing. You can wear honor like a garment. You can wear shame like a garment. You can wear delay like a garment. You can wear poverty like a garment. Believe me, I'm not just motivating you. It is true. I can look at your life and I see a display of the honor, the beauty, the order of God. And I can look at your life and I see that everything there is just ashes. You are wearing certain clothes. Let me tell you the assignment of wisdom. When the anointing of the Spirit comes, it took power to bring Lazarus out of the grave. But he told the men, he said, walk to him, loose him. Give us 44. The Bible says, Jesus said to them, my power has been displayed now in his coming out of the grave. But if you leave him that way, he is out of the grave, but he is still in trouble. Because his hands and his feet were tied and a garment was on him. He said, loose him, walk to him, use order and principles to walk to him. Loose him and let him go. The power of God can bring you healing. The power of God can bring you deliverance. But it takes the wisdom of God to loose you from that shackle of shame. Financial shame, whatever. There is something you must know. Leviticus chapter 9 and verse 6. Please give it to us. You want to see the manifestation of the power and the glory of God. Read with me, Koinonia. Ready? One to read. And Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded that ye should do. And the glory of the Lord shall appear unto you. There is what you must know. There is what you must do. And then you will see the glory of God. Financially, you will see the glory of God in every area of your life. When a rich man came to Jesus, he asked a question. He said, good master, what must I do? That's a responsible man speaking. I know that something will be required of me. And Jesus told him, no. When it has to do with the matters of salvation, it's not just about doing things. Good master, what is my own commitment? What do I need to learn? What do I need to know? What do I need to do to be saved? While we are praying, you must pray and cry to the God of heaven to show you what you need to do.
For some of you, while the word of God is coming with fire, the Spirit of God will speak to you. I told you last year, go and register that company. You've been sitting in fear. Your destiny helper has been waiting in prophecy. But the courage to go and register the company. Now he tells you what to do. And remember, like Mary, whatsoever he saith to do, do it. You know the risk of filling 6 pots with water and then fetching it. The power of God will turn the water to wine. But there are principles. You need to fill the pots, put order, put everything, and then now go and start serving. When Christ is revealed in the midst of his people, he is revealed as the power of God. The power to break yokes, the power to change conditions. Is that true? But he's also revealed as the wisdom of God. I can tell you this. The problem is usually not with the power of God. The problem is that most people do not know how to access the wisdom of God and put it to use. Doth not wisdom cry? When wisdom cries towards your direction tonight, don't ignore it. Just in search for power. If the anointing comes to you as wisdom, it is still God visiting you. If the anointing comes to you as power, it is still God visiting you. You must open up your spirit. Don't choose the power of God and ignore the wisdom of God. And don't choose the wisdom of God and ignore the power of God. Christ revealed among them that are called. He comes as the power of God and he comes as the wisdom of God. When you read the next chapter, it tells you about the hidden wisdom of God that was reserved for our glory. The hidden wisdom. Then it says the natural man does not understand the things of the spirit. Why? Because they are spiritually discerned. The scriptures before verse 24 tells us that God has decided to use foolish things. Foolish things there mean weak things. Because you see, when you are accessing the wisdom of God, it will come with instructions and principles that don't make sense. For instance, go around Jericho 7 times and shout. It is the foolishness of the ways of God. For instance, there is he that scattereth and increaseth. It is the wisdom of God. This is the danger of over-dependence on principles and philosophies of men. Because sometimes when God comes to you, it will be a simple principle. There are times here you hear me tell you, shout, you know, Jesus. It does not make sense. You think on my own I would want to make intelligent people to just shout like that. But that is what he gives. There are times I can tell you, be quiet, instrumentalist, you be quiet, just do your thing. It is the wisdom of God. There is a relationship between the wisdom of God and the power of God. It is Christ that brings it. For some of you, you have been chasing the power alone. And God is telling you, you are doing well. But in addition to that, you must access the wisdom of God. You need order and beauty and glory in your life. It is important for you to understand that the wisdom of God must be at work in you. By me kings reign and princes rule. With me are riches, wealth and honor, yea, durable riches and righteousness. God revealed this to me, and so I know that there are many people here. You came here for miracle service to visit you. Do you know, I found out that most people's problems, out of every 3 people, 2 is financial, is their financial issues. Are we together? Either some kind of maybe financial constraint, financial limitations. And we don't shy away from these things. Any responsible ministry must be responsive to the realities of the times. You can see what is happening around our nation and generally around the globe. It is a risk to not have the wisdom of God that provides for financial stability. And don't you let anyone tell you it is not necessary. There are people today who only God knows how many people found their way to this place. There are people probably, you've heard people testify here and they can tell you, I gave everything, I didn't have anything. You can imagine that kind of risk. Imagine a father with his wife and 3 or 4 or 5 children completely clueless as to where the next meal will come from. And yet that man gave his life to Christ. No.
as that anointing comes upon you tonight, don't just expect, it's not just about witches and wizards. Christ, the wisdom of God, coming to you. When the wisdom of God comes to you, it speaks. It tells you what to do. The Bible says, the labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them. Why? Because they do not know the road to the city. Just because you are confused does not mean the road has been closed. The road is there. But until you find out, Christ has come tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, please hear me. He has come as a supernatural bailout system. It's up to you to open up your heart and say, Lord, I believe. Let me wrap up by saying this again for emphasis. Wisdom can decorate. Let me show you a scripture I shared in just this morning. Or was it yesterday? And I can't remember. I think it was this morning. I just want to show you something very powerful. Esther chapter 6. I just thought to show you an example of what God is doing to someone and doing over someone's life. May that be you. On that night, give it to us. 6 verse 1. On that night, what night? The night, listen. This was the night Mordecai was visited, the night to his downfall. Do you know that Haman had planned that by the next day? They built the gallows already. Haman was on his way to ask for permission that by the morrow, Mordecai will be gone. And the Bible says that night. I know that tomorrow is when your landlord is coming, but this night, leave tomorrow. Tomorrow is when they gave you the last chance over whatever it is, but this night. The Bible says, on that night, his destiny helper could not sleep. And he commanded to bring the book of records of the Chronicles. And they were read before the king too. And it was found written. May it be found written about you. Listen, I hope you know it was not the king that wrote this. The king is just hearing what was written. That means the person who would have written it, if he forgot to write it, there will be nothing like that calls for reward. He found where it was written. It always starts with what is written. That Mordecai had told of Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's chamberlains. These were wicked men who wanted to kill the king. And Mordecai revealed it, and then they destroyed them and all of that. The keepers of the door who sought to lay hand on King Ahasuerus, verse 3. And the king said, what honor and dignity has been done to Mordecai for this? He was part of my success. He was a system of rescue for me. But what has happened to him? I told you that honor is when you are perceived to match your true worth. This was a man who was a deliverer, but not rewarded to match that. Now, the king is saying what honor had been done. The king's servant that ministered to him said, there is nothing done for him. Verse 4. And the king said, who is in the court? Guess who was there? Haman. God can use anything, including Haman. When God is determined to bless you, he can play the even enemies like a chess to put things together and now robe you with honor. Listen, the part I want you to focus on is everything that was done to Mordecai, because in the name of Jesus, the Lord will make it happen in your life. Give us that scripture. Let's hurry up. Now Haman was come into the outward court of the king's house. Why? To speak unto the king to hang Mordecai on the gallows that he had prepared for him. Very wicked man. He was so sure the king would give him permission that he had built the gallows in advance. So that as soon as the permission is there, nothing will stop
Do you know the king, when you read the previous verses, the king, Haman said, every time they gave him honor, he was happy. But anytime he's passing and he sees Mordecai at the gate, he'll say, this man is still here. The king's servant said, behold, Haman standeth in the court. And he said, let him come in. Watch this now. So Haman came in, and the king said unto him, what shall be done unto the man whom the king delighted to honor? May that be me tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ. The king delighted to honor. The king delighted to honor. Now Haman thought in his heart, look at this evil man. To whom would the king delight to do honor more than to myself? He's about to describe something that will happen to you tonight. And Haman answered the king, for the man whom the king delighted to honor, do the following. Number one, let the royal apparel be brought which the king used to wear. Even though he desired this out of an evil heart, but God showed us that he's not afraid and ashamed to let us carry that same robe, a robe of royalty to wear. Number two, the horse that the king rided upon. Go and study ancient history. You will find out that the best of the trained horses were for the kings. The horse. When you ride on a horse and someone walks afoot, the difference will be clear. The horse that the king rided upon, and a royal crown which set upon his head. Verse 9. And let this apparel and horse be delivered to the hand of the one who the king, or of the king's most noble princes, that they will array that man. Look at this. They said he should take him on horseback to the streets of the city. Everybody say influence. The streets of the city, and proclaim before him, thus shall be done to the man whom the king delighted to honor. Verse 10. And the king said to Haman, make haste and take the apparel and the horse that thou hast said, and do even so to Joshua Selman. Yes, he came from a background that may not be anything to write home about. I know he sits at the gate, but still do him the honor. He does not qualify for it, not by his background. I have spoken. Do him that honor. And he said, let nothing fail of all that has been spoken. Does that look to you like Genesis 21 from verse 1 and 2? The Bible says, and the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he has spoken. Now unto the Lamb upon the throne we raise a sound, we raise a sound. Over the nations of the earth, hallelujah. Listen, do you know, when the wisdom of God comes upon your life, the wisdom of God can turn you. I've seen some of my pictures, you know, I don't like looking at them, but I've seen some of my interesting pictures. I remember how impressed I was with myself at the time I snapped that picture, and I am surprised to see the contrast. I believed I dressed well. I believed that the tailor was fair on me. I believed I was at my best. I still remember how confident I felt snapping those pictures. But now, looking at those things today, sometimes I wonder and I say, my God, that something can happen to you today, it will take a telescope to look at your yesterday. By me, king's reign, a robe of honor upon you. For someone, you came for this miracle service tonight. You are out of the grave, but your hands and your feet are still bound with grave clothes. I don't know how many of you would like to give such a person a hug. There are madmen all around our cities, and some of them dress in ways that you wonder how they dressed. Who dressed them that way? And sometimes they come to you with joy, even wanting to shake you. Why do you run away? At least he's God's creature. Why are you running away from the person? You don't run away from animals like that. But here is somebody in the image of God that you're running away because there's something about his dressing. If a madman wears suit and tie, puts a nice perfume, and is still mad, you most likely will not run away because he does not look mad. Is that true? So one of the ways you identify problems is by what you are wearing. You can wear a garment that drives every good thing from your life. Please hear me. It is possible that a garment is upon you that makes people forget you. It is possible that a garment is upon you. It says, remove the grave clothes, lose him, and let him go. I didn't bring him out to keep him at the door of the tomb. I want him to go. He is out by power, but it will take wisdom to lose him and let him go. Is someone ready to pray? Jump up on your feet and cry unto the Lord. Reveal your glory in my life as the power of God and as the wisdom of God. Please go ahead and pray. Some like Lazarus would need to be called forth from one dimension to the other, from failure to victory, from defeat to success. But there are others who are already out, but you need to know how to remove the grave clothes. You need to know what to do. Go ahead and pray. Shaprandekete paratus kalibra gadatia. Reveal yourself, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, reveal yourself. Are you praying? As the wisdom of God, they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness, and all the foundations of the earth are out of course. Wisdom tells you what to do, and it works closely with understanding that tells you how to do. There is always something to do. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are powerful, so powerful in your ways. You are powerful, so powerful in your ways. You are mighty, so mighty in your way. You are mighty, you're mighty in your way. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. You are glorious, so glorious in your way. Yahweh, Yahweh, you are glorious, so glorious in your way. You are glorious, so glorious in your way. You are mighty. I was very, very humbled. I always am broken when I hear of the sacrifices that people make for every service from as early as 8, 9, 10, There were people already here. Some of you have been here since morning, inside, outside, everywhere, enduring. Some of you have not even eaten, just to encounter the God of heaven. Do you really believe that God will keep you that long just to share the grace and go back? No. Elohim Adonai. 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 The power of the Most High revealed in the midst of His people. The wisdom and the grace of this God. Alana bakata prandegete balakusia, shaligete prandege barasu segete, shada pratakatusa de balakusia. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to start tonight with the sick. I really want to minister to the sick. Listen, let me tell you this. The healing ministry is a very cardinal validator of the gospel. The healing ministry. Remove the healing ministry from the gospel, you have reduced its potency by a very serious degree. You read the Bible, everywhere the communication of the truth of the gospel, everywhere you find the message of the gospel or the communication of the doctrine, you find the healing ministry. Everywhere Jesus is revealed, you find the healing ministry. Please look up. Let me tell you something about the healing ministry. Why does God heal? For many reasons. One of them being that there is no human being who has been given the privilege of entering two bodies in a lifetime. As benevolent as God is, He can replace parts in the body. But we do not have any record of anyone who left one whose spirit was extracted out of one body completely. Organs have been transplanted within the same organism. Everyone is given one body per lifetime. One body per lifetime. Satan, knowing this, you don't receive forgiveness only once. You don't receive mercy only once. But this body, the moment you are born, that body remains with you. And if anything happens to that body, you have lost your chance of continuity as far as the earth is concerned. Are we together? There is no record in scripture, and there is no record as we know in history. Science has not come close to extracting a human spirit out of a body and transferring it into another body. The only person who wanted to do that was Satan himself. When he was looking for the body of Moses, when Moses died, he wanted his body so that a demon could enter that body and he will create a false Moses. And Michael stopped him and said, "The Lord," that means this is not permitted, "the Lord rebuke you." Listen to me. Bodies matter. Ask Satan what he was looking for in a dead body. The body of Moses. Moses had died. And Satan said, "I am still interested in the body." So everything that afflicts you is ministering death in a measure to you. Satan's ultimate goal in sickness and affliction is to break, help those under the anointing, to deteriorate your body. Now listen, I have taught you here that there is a threshold health condition for your spirit to live in your body. When your body is broken and deteriorated beyond that level, the spirit will no longer be able to stay. And the spirit will have to leave in a process called death. Even in resurrection, the spirit still enters the same body. The only time bodies will change is when the king himself makes that decree. And this body will be changed from one that is corrupted to one incorruptible. This is what the Bible teaches us. But that until then, you have a responsibility to protect your body. We protect our bank accounts more than our bodies. We protect our cars. A vehicle that can have an accident and you can save and buy another one. But the one body, most of us are using more than one car, multiple cars, and you keep changing them even if nothing is wrong. You are just tired of that body of a car. You change another one. But when this body goes bad, so Satan knows this. Everywhere God will take you is this body that will take your spirit. So when Jesus heals, he's making a very serious statement. How does he heal? By correcting faulty conditions. Medical doctors will tell us that a man is as healthy as his organs, his tissues, and Satan would start afflicting those things one by one. We have all kinds of systems. Biology and medicine teaches us. And most of us here, it's possible that you have one medical report or the other that is threatening you, an organ in your body, some kind of condition. I want you to believe. To heal means to introduce the power of God like a drug. Listen, you know, medicine really teaches us how healing works. When you pick a drug, say you have headache and you pick paracetamol or anything, you don't have to tell the drug where to go to. Your job is to swallow it. Is that true? When you swallow it, whatever happens at that point is none of your business again. The drug goes to your body and you know that the drug is working by looking out for changes in your body. There are some of you, when you swallow some drugs, you start sweating, you feel sleepy. There are certain drugs they say eat before taking it. They give all kinds of conditions. But when that drug enters your body, it begins to work. The pharmacology of that drug has already been predetermined by those who have designed it. Yours is to swallow it and watch the wonder. A tiny piece of whatever it is, and you swallow and it begins to do all kinds of things. And sometimes medicine has advanced now to encourage us. When they want to market certain products, they animate the way the drugs destroy those germs. Have you seen those kinds of things? If they want to market soap, they show children with germs on their faces and then they show the mother bathing the child and you watch what that soap, the active ingredients, what it does to those germs. That's the same way the anointing works. When the anointing enters your body, you don't have to say go to my head or go to my hand. You're placing your hand there just as a point of contact for your own faith, not to encourage the anointing. The anointing knows what to do. The anointing starts searching for what does not look like the Garden of Eden. It goes to your head, everything is fine. It goes to your heart and finds out that the devil is trying to put a hole in your heart. Let me tell you what it does. The same power that raised Lazarus, the same power that raised Christ from the dead, is administered to that body. And listen, there are times that certain bodily parts have been so deteriorated, you will need a new one. And a new one can come. Lazarus had died for 3 days. We're all intelligent people. If you die for 3 days, there's something called embalmment. Is that true? And let me tell you, the way they used to embalm people those days, even if you are pretending, you must die if they embalm you that way. You saw how they tied the man. If you're acting and playing games and they are done embalming you, you must die. They cover everywhere from head to toe. So they cannot, you can't doubt that Lazarus died. And yet, you think that some of the organs had not packed up and failed? Blood was not flowing in that body. And yet, when the master said, Lazarus, kala parusiata, the same way in the name of Jesus, we are going to be making decrees. Now, hear me. When the word of the Lord comes for your healing, you have two responsibilities. Number one, to believe in Jesus and to believe in the vessel that he's using. Number two, to take a step of faith. What is a step of faith? Actions of obedience. The Bible says, as they went, not when they wanted to go. Go and show yourself to the priest. That was suicidal. If they ever appeared before the priest leprous, they would be banished forever. As they went. That means when the power of God comes, if you couldn't walk, you have to take a step of faith. Remember, Acts chapter 3. Silver and gold I do not have, but such as I have, give I unto you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. The Bible says the man sat down and was watching, and he held his hand and lifted him, and he leaping stood. If you lay your hands and they pray and you're just watching, you most likely may not receive anything. You receive by faith and you begin to check yourself. It's a condition that you need to run to the medical stand to ask them to check you. Oh, I came with HIV and the word has come. I need to go there to check. My blood pressure, for instance, is whatever over whatever. The most important thing is that report is not good. I need it changed. And once they pray, you don't sit down and say, I believe. Please check this for me. You see, let me tell you, medicine and the supernatural were not designed to be enemies. Medicine confirms the supernatural. That's why you don't fight doctors. Those who fight doctors to show that they are powerful are in ignorance. Doctors are symbols of God's mercy. Medicine, if you are truly healed, science will confirm it. If you are healed of HIV or cancer or whatever it is the medical confirmation that validates to us that the power of God has really come. But to believe that the power of God cannot correct bodily conditions is to insult the resurrection power. I'm ready to pray for the sick now. We had such profound, phenomenal miracles in just yesterday, particularly during the miracle service. It was such a humbling move of the Spirit of God. You can do well to watch the video for your own personal edification. I believe that it should be on our Koinonia Global page or so. Just watch it and learn. It's not just to show that a man of God is powerful, especially for those of you who are in ministry. There's something about watching to see the power of God on display. These are not some gimmicks that you're playing games. No. It's one thing to be healed at home and come and testify, but it's another thing to testify real time. Are we together? You can go to a shop, for instance, to buy popcorn. The one they made, 2 days old, 3 days old. But there are people who will leave that one and they want the one that is popping. There is an experience. People love freshness. This is why it's good that you receive testimonies and come and testify. But there's something about the power of God on display, real time. It proves to people here and now that Jesus is still alive. Are you ready now? In 1 minute, I'd like you to declare that any sickness within your body that is not of God, any planting, it must leave right now. And if you are standing for someone, I know there are people watching in hospitals. There are people watching by sick beds. I want you to believe. Take your eyes away from the infirmity and pray.
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, take your place, Take your place. Take your place. Take your place. Take my body, my soul, my spirit. Breathe on me. Take my body, my soul, my spirit. Breathe upon that fibroid. Breathe upon that lump. Breathe upon that genotype issue. Breathe upon that bone condition. Breathe upon HIV. Breathe upon cancer. Breathe upon rheumatoid arthritis. Breathe upon any and all cardiovascular issues. Breathe upon weakness in body. Breathe upon eye conditions. Breathe upon ear conditions. Breathe upon reproductive issues. Breathe upon digestive issues. Breathe upon respiratory issues. Breathe upon neurological issues. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now please hear me. I am going to pray. There are so many people outside, and all the overflows, and thousands more following from across the globe. Give Jesus a chance. Christ is about to be revealed as the power of God. I believe in miracles. I truly believe in miracles. And right now I want to pray for you. Now listen, don't start calculating and asking, how will it happen? Just like that, Mary asked that question already. How shall these things be, seeing that I know not a man? He said, the power of the highest. So the power of the highest is about to overshadow you. And listen, listen. How the Holy Spirit got to the womb of Mary, leave that to the intelligence of God. That is the same way His power. He does not need to open you with a surgical knife. He can get to your systems, your organs, and correct things. What is your own assignment? To believe in Jesus as the healer. To believe in His servant as the vessel. And to take steps of faith. So when I pray for you, I want you to believe. Whether or not I mention your case, you must believe from the depth of your heart. And I'm going to ask you to check yourself and do what you could not do. The moment you check yourself, I'll be giving you a chance for those who have been healed everywhere, inside and outside. The moment you find out that the power of God has touched you, if and when I ask you to come out, I want you to come out. Don't be afraid. The moment you find out that you can do now what you could not do before, believe in Jesus. Take your eyes away from the sickness. I learned this from Benny Hinn. He said in all his years of crusading around the globe, he found out that people who were focused on their infirmities would hardly get healed. And so worship helps us to focus on Jesus. And you take your eyes away from the bodily condition. And the moment you look at Jesus, you are changed into that which you are seeing. Place your hand now as an act of faith. Everywhere you are trusting God for a miracle, you can stand in for someone. I see people following from across the globe. Some of you are lifting pictures of loved ones. Some of you are standing in for families. Remember, there are whole families with all kinds of conditions. Give Jesus a chance. Just help those under the anointing. I'm about to pray right now. And I'm praying in the name of Jesus. So you can trust answers to this prayer. Lay your hands everywhere. If it's your head, lay your hands on your head. If it's a part of your body you cannot touch, just make contact with your chest. And if you're fine and whole and there's nothing wrong with you, you can stand in for someone. Absolutely. The centurion stood in for his child. Thank you.
majesty.
Just keep your hand there.
Your majesty. Your grace has found me just as I am. Empty-handed, but alive in your hands. Your majesty. Majesty. Forever I am changed by your love. In the presence of your majesty.
Keep those hands there now.
You do mighty things. You do glorious things.
The healing power of Jesus is flowing.
You're a faithful God. Awesome is your name. You do mighty things. You do glorious things.
Shabala sabrandege baratush kalibra hasia. One more time.
You do mighty things. You do
such healing streams in this place right now. Now in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the Son of the living God, the one exalted today as Lord and Christ, I rebuke the root cause of every infirmity. I rebuke the root cause of every disease. I rebuke the root cause of every plague. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit, help those under the anointing. Every spirit of infirmity, every devil behind medical conditions, blindness, deafness, dumbness, blood conditions, allergies, in the name of Jesus and by the power that raised Christ from the dead, I banish you from these bodies right now in Jesus' name. Now I decree and declare, in the name of Jesus, be healed now. 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 From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, I bring you the life and power of Jesus. Be made whole right now in Jesus' name. Every blind eye, partial blindness or complete blindness, you could not see well, in the name of Jesus, I command, begin to see now. Every deaf ear, your left ear or your right ear, I declare the ears open right now in Jesus' name. Every kind of allergy, every kind of allergy around your body, your skin, I declare by the power that raised Christ, be healed now. Every growth in your body, any part of your body at all, I decree and declare, be healed now. The Lord is ministering to me. My God, I'm hearing, help that gentleman, I'm hearing the word colon cancer. Colon cancer, be healed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm seeing someone follow this meeting. You are following from Federal Medical Center here in Abuja. The power of God is touching you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord is healing someone of severe bleeding in the gum. You have severe bleeding, your gum. The moment you go to brush, you just find out that blood starts gushing out. Right now, help them please. The power of God is touching you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Back pain.
The Lord is healing back pain in the name of Jesus. Everyone on wheelchair, everyone on crutches, using any kind of aid, life to your limbs right now. I declare, begin to walk in the name of Jesus. Everyone plagued by stroke, partial paralysis, and stroke, probably they carried you in here. In the name of Jesus, life to your body. Rise up and walk right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's someone you, I don't know if is that you lost your sense of smell, or you can't smell completely. In the name of Jesus, let that sense be restored now. I've seen God minister this case before that is showing me. You are a young lady, you are not pregnant, yet you are lactating. You are producing breast milk. In the name of Jesus, the power of God is coming upon you right now. And I declare, be healed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Be healed right now. The Lord is healing a condition. I'm seeing a vision and I'm seeing PID. This is what I'm seeing. Whatever that means, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, be healed right now. Be healed right now. Be healed right now. Now, the Lord is showing me a very interesting condition here. There is a woman, I'm not a doctor, and of course, it's not everything we say here. There are people with different age ranges and all of that, and then we're on air. But there is something in your system that does not allow the seed to get to you to be pregnant. I see that that seed dies even before it gets there because of a condition that you have. Right now, the power of God, I don't know where that person is. Right now, the power of God is touching you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You can see the testimony of our dear sister who came here. 22 months of carrying a child. 22 months. Anything in your body that is not the planting of the Lord, I flush it out right now. Now, listen, we're still praying. It is still, I'm still ministering healing, but I'm seeing the power of God moving away. I'm seeing at least, this is at least 21 people from what I'm seeing. There are objects that move physically. You feel it in your body. It begins to move sometimes from your leg down to various parts of your body. This is not like you are dreaming. Physically, you feel things moving. The power of God is coming upon you right now. At least 21 people. Be healed in the name of Jesus. There is a gentleman here. You came here as a stammerer. You will marvel and wonder right now. That stammering stops now. That stammering stops now. Now, I don't know. I'm seeing someone. I don't know if he's in this, you know, this vicinity. But you have like a tumor in your brain. A tumor. That means something is growing that is a tumor, like it's cancerous in your brain. I don't know if you are following online, but in the name of Jesus, I want you to release your faith. I bring you life. Be healed now. Be healed now. I'm seeing someone in the overflow outside. The overflow outside. You're beginning to have symptoms. It's like urinary problems. But it's not really a urinary problem. From what God is revealing to me, this is the early stage of prostate. Prostate. That prostate cancer, like it happens to men. This is what God is telling me. Outside. In the name of Jesus, be healed now. Be healed now. Be healed now. I'm seeing a woman that takes in. You actually get pregnant, but it never crosses the third month. By the third month, a spirit comes to you. You will have a dream and see either a human being or an animal chasing you, or you will see yourself bleeding and you wake up physically bleeding. Help them, please. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command that devil to let you go now. In the name of Jesus Christ.
I'm seeing a man. You go to ease yourself and you're urinating blood. I don't know what that condition is, but you're urinating blood. In the name of Jesus, right now, as I'm praying for you, may the power of God touch you now. There's someone you've been feeling something on your throat. It's as if you know how you swallow something and it does not go down and it remains there. It's been stuck for a long time. In fact, you are considering going to go and see the doctor so that they will check it. Maybe it's something that they need to take away. Right now, as I'm praying, the power of God is touching you. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing at least two people with this condition. My God, the Lord is really healing. I'm seeing several cases. I'm seeing you wake up in the night and just sit on your bed. You don't sleep for more than 3 hours, no matter how long. There is a spirit. You can't, once you wake up, you can't go back to sleep again. This thing has deteriorated your health. I don't know who that person is. In the name of Jesus, be healed now. That person is at the back of this auditorium. This is what I'm saying. That whoever that person is, there is a spirit. You are at the back of this auditorium. May the Lord bring you healing now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing someone, my goodness, whatever you eat, you have to throw it out, throw it up. Like, you know how children eat and throw up? There's someone like that. You are unable, in fact, you are being concerned that you are losing weight. It's not like you are losing weight because you eat and then you just feel like you need to throw up something and you throw up what you have eaten. It's a demonic condition. In the name of Jesus, be healed now. Be healed now. I'm seeing a lady. This thing has brought shame for you. A part, you had a dream, and from that dream, it's like they shaved. You know how you go to the barbing saloon and they shave part of your, is it your head or something like that? There's someone, you had that, and from that time your hair does not grow again. This is a very, very demonic thing. Right now, whoever you are, fire is coming on that person now. Nose bleeding. There's this thing they call nose bleeding, that you just stand. I'm seeing a gentleman, you even wake up in the morning sometimes and you see blood. Your nose is bleeding. You've gone to the hospital, they treated you, they gave you drugs, but it seems like it's not gone. Right now, the power of God is touching you. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm seeing someone, your thigh. Is it a surgery? It's like they had a surgery and, of course, respectfully speaking, I don't know if it's that it was not done well, but it looks like something is still broken there. I'm seeing like the bone here is still broken. You are still feeling the pain. It's not like you cannot walk, but there is something broken there. I declare healing right now. Now, whether I mention your case or not, be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. We change medical conditions right now in the mighty and marvelous name of Jesus. Be healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, there is a woman, sorry to have to describe the condition. I'm seeing that your left breast started growing mysteriously. Like something is, it looks like a lump or some, you notice it. You are at the back. This is a demonic thing. You have not shared this thing with anybody. I'm seeing this is a demonic thing. It looks like a lump, but if we don't pray against it, they will tell you that you need to go for surgery. Because I'm seeing that this, the devil wants to put cancer in your body. We curse that spirit now. Hallelujah. I'm watching a vision right now, and I'm seeing someone pick like a cup of water to drink. But that cup of water, you see, It was not ordinary water. From the day you drank it, something started happening to your teeth. It's like you are losing your teeth. One by one, you've extracted some now. And it looks like it's like it's rottening. I don't know. It's a condition you are feeling. It's literally, it's as if you can pull out your teeth. I don't know who that person is. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, be healed now. Now, any health pattern running through families, whether hepatitis, my God, whether HIV, headache, I'm going to mention a condition right now. And when I mention that condition, the power of God will start coming on a few people. Please don't be embarrassed. This is a family. I'm seeing symptoms of what we call obesity. You don't have to be fat. You are carrying that thing within you. The power of God is setting you free right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Inside, outside. This is at least seven people. You know what obesity is? That you begin to get, you know, ridiculously fat without controlling it, whether you eat or not. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that demonic thing from your blood. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. There's a lady right now, as I'm speaking to you, you came here with terrible abdominal pain. Like abdominal pain, it looks like there's fire all around your stomach. You're going to feel that thing one more time and then it leaves. You will never feel it again. I bring you healing right now in Jesus' name. Now, I believe that several miracles have happened here, not just the ones that I declared by the word of knowledge. There are several people who have been healed. This is what I want you to do. We're going to hurry up. I'm going to ask you to check yourself, and the moment you check yourself, already miracles are happening. I will ask you to quickly, please, those who are outside, all of the overflows, and then those who are following online, you can send in your testimonies all across the world. Let us know what the Lord is doing for you right now. There are people within this auditorium, and there are people outside this place, the overflows, even across the road. The power of God has touched you. Check yourself. I want you to make your way very quickly and come and stand here. Let's have a few testimonies very quickly. Let's celebrate them as they come. Celebrate them very quickly as they come. Hallelujah. Now, while they are coming, are you seeing the Lord touching people? Koinonia, is this the best you can do? Please open the doors for those who are coming from several overflows. Let them make their way to the front. In the name of Jesus Christ. Once you are seated, in the next 1 or 2 minutes, I want you to pray in the spirit and declare that the spirit of poverty and lack over my life, just do what I'm asking you to do. Break it right now by prayer. Lift your voice and pray. Once you are seated, everywhere, those who have been healed, make your way to the front. Make your way to the front in the name of Jesus while we are praying. Check yourself outside. Any and all miracles. Check yourself, all the overflows. Do what you couldn't do before. You need to go to the medical stand to check yourself. Do so very quickly. Do so very quickly. Jesus is healing. Jesus is healing. You could not move your body. Move your body right now. You couldn't see far. Try to look far right now. Please make sure you direct those who are coming from outside. If you need to open the doors for them, let's know so that we have them here quickly. Those who are healed and coming from outside, check yourself in the name of Jesus Christ. Go ahead. You are rebuking the spirit that is behind poverty. You are rebuking the spirit that is back of poverty. There are principles, but there are spirits. It is God's desire to prosper you. Keep coming. Keep coming. In the name of Jesus, miracles are happening by the Spirit. Healings are happening by the Spirit. Miracles are happening. The Lord is also showing me a woman. You gave birth, and since you put to birth, your body has not been normal. Something happened to you and it looks like you've been sick, having like fever again and again and again, long after you are done giving birth. The power of God is also touching you right now, and is bringing you healing. He's bringing you life in the name of Jesus. If you're coming to share your testimony, make your way to the front very quickly. Usher's protocol, let's direct them very quickly so that we save time. Awesome God, how great thou art. You alone, mighty are your miracles. I stand in awe of your holy name. And Lord, we bow and worship. Awesome God, how great thou art. You alone, mighty are your miracles, standing on your holy name.
La casa prende che parrucca di la cosia sapresca di balassa da bradaga da balla cosia. Some of them can move here. There's no space. Hallelujah.
Sir, this man wearing white, please can you stand? Don't be embarrassed. Can you place your hand on your neck? I want to pray for you. I don't know what is there, but the Lord is asking me to rebuke it. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands towards you. And I decree and declare, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, may the anointing of the Spirit bring you life right now and bring you healing. I command a release for you right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. Now, just hold on before we start taking the testimonies. Please sit if you can. Please sit if you can. Bring everybody out now who begins to shout under the anointing. Whether inside or outside, I'm seeing angelic activities. The Lord is bringing an end to very strange, mysterious occurrences. Bring them. Everywhere, all over the overflows. There's something mysterious God is removing from lives and families. Bring them out. We're talking about the power of Jesus here. Bring them out. You can't stand it. It's not. This is a word from God. God is separating you. He's bringing something out. You will be surprised at the testimonies that come by this. Remember, Christ is revealed as the power of God. There are still more people. I saw so many people in my visions. That anointing is coming on you. All over the overflow outside. Literally, an anointing will lift you from your seat. Literally.
Let the end come now. In the name of Jesus, let the end come now. Captivity always has an end. Let the end come now. Around the balconies, I'm seeing angelic activities around the balconies. In the name of Jesus, let the end come now. Let the end come now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let the anchor. You can't stand. This is the power of God. Come.
Who can stand against the Lord? No one can. No one will. Who can stand against our King? No one can. No one will. Oh, oh, oh.
Just be patient, we'll take the testimonies. But God is doing something here right now. I'm looking at 14 people. 14 people. I'm looking at you in the spirit, but I'm not seeing a face. I'm seeing you covered. You know how you want to shoot a criminal and you wear something on their face like a hood. The Lord is lifting that hood right now. That is the garment of shame. 14 people. The power of God is coming on you now. 14 people. The garment of shame. The garment of shame. Parakotos ketepata. We tear off that garment now from your destiny. Tear off that garment from your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. That lady, the third row, first, second, third. I command that spirit to let you go now. In the name of Jesus, the third row in front. I rebuke that devil. Let her go now. Now, in the name of Jesus, release her. I'm seeing that lady tied with what looks like snakes. Let her go now. Who is Chinedu? I'm hearing a name, Chinedu. Who is that? Chinedu. Now, the overflow outside. I want you to prepare. I want to pray a prayer for you. Something is going to happen outside. The overflow outside. Who is Chinedu? Where are you from, my friend?
I'm from this man.
State. Huh?
Abia State.
Abia State.
Yes.
I want to pray for you. Do you believe that God is going to use you?
Yes.
As an instrument of deliverance?
Yes.
Don't just move the people. There's a reason why I ask them to come out.
Yes.
Ushers, don't just move them out. I'll pray for them. When I ask them to come out, is to pray for them. Huh?
Yes, sir.
You believe that God will lift them?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This deity,
yes,
that was worshipped.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes.
Did they tell you about it?
Yes, yes.
What did they tell you about the deity? That there is a deity that was worshipped.
Yes.
I want to pray for you.
Yes.
Because I see you, you are a sincere man. But if I don't help you, you are rising and going down. You are rising. No, give him the mic. And you are going down. I want to pray for you. There's nothing to cry about, my friend. Please look up so that we'll save time. Don't be afraid. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray right now. I use him as a point of contact. Isn't it amazing? I'm praying for someone, but the anointing is leaving me and is touching someone else. The person the anointing is touching is an usher. You are an usher yourself. You are walking. But the power of God is touching you because God is bringing liberty for you. This person that the power of God is touching is an usher. Why are they here? Chinedu, all of you, I will pray with you. There's one of you here, when I make the altar call, run and come and stand to Jesus. Run when it's time for the altar call, because you need to make your ways very seriously right with Jesus. Hallelujah. My friend, in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the Living God, I command that spirit, anything that has to do with ancestral worship that is haunting you back, paraka shobratike baratuzia, ancestral worship, ancestral worship, ancestral worship, worship of deity. There are some of you here, you even see these deities appear to you. Right now I command, by the power of the Holy Ghost, let them go now. Release their names. Every name submitted in any shrine, submitted before any altar for your destruction, I declare, be free now. Help that man. Be free now. I set that shrine and that altar on fire. On fire. Let them go now. Let them go now. Hallelujah. And for all of you who are here, in the name of Jesus, the power of God is coming on one of you right now. One of you, the Chinadus. I don't know who, but I just saw an anointing coming on you. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, God is taking something out of your body. I declare, be free right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, please hear me. Don't feel bad and don't be embarrassed. This is a miracle service. There is someone, is it your father or your grandfather, was directly a priest, what they call them now? Who is that person? I want to pray for you. Something is happening here. Directly, I don't mean maybe directly your father, a priest, I don't want to use a word that may be dishonoring, but you know what I'm talking about. A practitioner of witchcraft, directly your biological father. Come and stand here.
Your name is to be hallowed. Adonai, your name is to be worshipped. Adonai, your name is to be hallowed.
Hallelujah. Now please, don't listen carefully, don't misunderstand me. We are not saying you are evil people, and we are not saying your parents, I'm sure that many of them just got into certain practices. Listen, there is one of you here, don't feel bad. I'm going to pray for you. What your father or your grandfather has done has killed a lot of people, and the causes of so many people are on that family. Listen to me, what I'm telling you. Because I don't know now. It's difficult to. I have to just obey what God is telling me. Please don't come out carelessly. I'm not saying if there's witchcraft in your family. We're all from Africa. I mean, if your father directly was involved in this. No. If they are there, let them. I will pray for them. But one of you, I'm sorry to use that expression. Your father is a herbalist. He has been responsible for the death of many people, including a man of God. And there have been causes and yokes to destroy that family. We have to pray. Again, this is a family of love. I hope you understand what I'm doing. And please, we are not doing this so that you point fingers and condemn people. Remember that the anointing comes. Jesus has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Because there are some of you here, you will think it's a joke. The ill speaking of people as a result of diabolic things. Do you know that every herbalist has children? And when you say, oh God, destroy those who have caused me pain, what do you think you are saying? Hallelujah. Young lady, my dear, look at me, this fair lady. Where are you from?
Christ River.
Jesus Christ. Out of her now! In the name of Jesus. My goodness, my God. You see, let me tell you this. Please hold on.
You know, when I teach, it's good to listen to me, listen to everything I'm saying. And I'm also bringing this word of love and caution to those who put messages. Make sure that when you are putting these things, you put everything we say. Don't just cut part of it that suits you and then use it to misrepresent people. There are two families here, married couple. This is the real cause of the problem in your marriage. The cause that has come as a... It's all right, my friend. What is it? You're a herbalist?
My father is a sorcerer.
Huh?
Sorcerer.
Your...
My father.
No, no, don't worry. Don't feel bad. Eh? Where are you coming from?
I'm from Edo.
Don't worry, I'll pray with you. Parents, let's repent and serve Jesus. You see, all this trouble that people... Parents, I mean fathers, grandfathers. And you, if you are coming from a family of idol worship, don't let idol worship come out of you. Be that bridge. Are we together? Look how many people are here. All of these people will be married. Some are married. What do you think will happen to that home? Some are in business. This is why you can invite somebody and say, come, let's do business together. You just thought that you are inviting just a body. But you may not know you are inviting altars. And every time believers pray and say, God, punish evildoers, what do you think will happen? That's why it takes the ministry of the blood. We just finished a ministry on deliverance. This particular lady I just prayed for from Cross River, I need to pray because there is something terrible in this family. One of you here, your father has... is it your father or from your lineage? You are supposed to literally take over the priesthood. Who is that person? Directly, oh, and they have been calling you as you are now. Come, come and stand here. Let God help you. I don't mean a vision, no. They've told directly, they are calling you now that you should come and take it. Ah, Lord of heaven. Don't listen, listen, please. Let's be orderly here. This is the house of God. Let them come forward. Where are you from, my friend? Huh?
Imo State, sir.
Imo State.
Yes, sir.
I want to pray for you. You see, my friends, when Jesus comes, he truly can set free. This gentleman now, they are calling him. Do you know what happens when you reject that call? If you do not know Jesus Christ and you don't have spiritual intelligence, you will not have a life again. That altar will tear anything. If you are married, sorry for your wife and your children if they are not grounded with understanding. Look at this fine young man, but these wicked altars. This guy probably went to school, and yet the altars don't care. My friend, look at me. Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
Yes, I do. Yes, sir.
Is it your father?
My grandfather, sir.
Your grandfather?
Yes, sir.
He's still alive?
No, he's gone.
He's gone?
Yes, sir.
And you are supposed to take over?
Yes. From my maternal home.
From your maternal home?
Yes.
How about you, my friend?
My grandfather. And when he died, his picture disappeared. So I was told that I'm my elder father called me that I should come to the home before she died. That I should come, there's a message for me. I'm the one that's supposed to be in the shoe.
You are the one who is supposed to...
Yes. But God has called me as a pastor.
That's all right. How about you?
Mine, it was my grandfather. My father was the only son. So when he died, my father was supposed to take over. But my father refused, became a pastor, and was frustrated. Now, I am the only son of my father. In other words, if my father took over, I'm the one that's supposed to take over from him. Both of us are in ministry, frustrated.
You and your father are both in ministry?
Yes, sir.
Oh, dear.
Currently, my father's two legs is currently swollen up down to his private part. Very terrible situation. Battling with life right now.
You see what I'm saying? I hope I'm not getting you to be afraid. But I'm just telling you that when God puts a miracle service like this, believe me, you don't want to know what people are going through. My friend, this man, this one lifting his hand. Yes. There is a serious prayer I need to pray for you. Talk to me.
Sir, I was told that my father has a call of God upon his life, but he chose it the wrong way. And since I was growing up, I was told that I am going to take the place of my father. Now he is late.
Where is your father?
He is late now.
Listen,
sir,
to me. Don't feel bad. Mistakes were made. It's a wrong group that led him. I will not say more than that. But he was involved in things he should not do. Do you understand? And there was something that went wrong, and he paid for it. But... every deity, alive or dead,
every priesthood behind any altar that is troubling your life, manipulating the happenings in your life because they are trying to call you back, in the name of Jesus Christ, I decree right now, let fire fall now. Help them. Let fire fall now. Let fire fall now. Every occultic initiation, they took you somewhere and initiated you into all kinds of demonic practices, I declare, be delivered now. Hear me? And for all of you who have been threatened to come home and take on certain priesthoods, in the name of Jesus, any altar that will not let you go, I stand right now as a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, there are two sides to God. There is lion and lamb. It depends on which one you choose to see. In the name of Jesus, every altar alongside the priest behind it, I command the earth to open and swallow them. I command the earth to open and swallow them. Swallow them. Swallow them. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Therefore, I declare all of you who are out here, I declare you free by the Spirit of God. Go and prosper. In Jesus' name. You see, let me give you an advice. If you are coming from a family of intense witchcraft and priesthood, don't be lukewarm in your Christianity. You either choose to be deep into this thing or to be very serious with God. If you come out and you just stand at the corridors of salvation, these altars will tear you. You hear what this my dear friend is saying? Your father is now paralyzed. Huh?
His two legs are having problem.
Completely.
Completely, the two legs.
And he's a pastor.
Yes, sir.
Where is he?
In Kogi, sir.
In Kogi?
Yes, sir.
Where are you from?
Kogi, sir. I'm a Nigala.
Do you know you have a prophetic call?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You do ministry with integrity, eh?
Thanks,
and the Lord will help you.
Amen.
There are many things you need to know, but then God will help you.
Amen.
Listen and learn and grow.
Amen.
Father, use him mightily.
Amen.
The Lord will use you to bring an end to these demonic patterns. Hallelujah. There is a place called Aimba. Do you know that? I'm seeing the power of God rest on people right now who are from that region. Listen carefully. I just saw fire and I saw that name. Everyone who comes from that region, if there is any altar that is holding you down, I'm not asking you to come out. You can just remain there for sake of time. Listen, I'm praying now. Help them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I don't care what covenant connects you to all of those things. By the blood of the eternal covenant, be free now. In Jesus' name. Those who came out for that call, whether you are standing at the aisles, go back rejoicing in Jesus' name. Go back rejoicing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, there is someone, this is strange. There's someone, the Lord is asking me to pray for you. You deal in spare parts. That's what you do. But I don't know why God will ask me to single you out and call you and pray for you. Is there someone like that? I don't mean this is what you do. I want to pray for you because the salvation of many people is connected to you. When you find that person, please let me have that person. We're about to pray. Let's take a few testimonies to glorify Jesus. Who is ready? Who is this one? Why is he here? You are healed? Spare part. Where?
In our person.
In the name of Jesus Christ. You too? Okay, so join him. Let me just pray for you.
Even though in my vision, these are not the people I'm seeing, but then I will still pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, help these people. It may look like what they are doing is small, but I prophesy to you that though your beginning be small, your latter end will greatly increase. May the Lord prosper you. And He's prospering you not just for your sake. He's prospering you for the sake of your loved ones, because you need to be there for them. He's raising you as a savior. May He honor you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. Okay, very quickly, let's have the testimonies. Yes, all sir. Right.
So, Apostle, she came in here with very severe pains in her throat.
Pain in your throat?
Yes, sir.
How many years, my dear?
Sir, I normally have a sore throat.
Okay.
So, when this pain started, it started last night. I was so scared that it would be the sore throat.
Yes.
I took hot water. It did not stop. Today, as I was even sitting down there, I was having the pain. It was so serious. But as you were preaching, as you were praying for us, you mentioned of throat pain, and the pain disappeared.
Completely gone.
I can swallow throat like spit now.
In the name
again.
Of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare,
Amen.
It never returns to you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes, please.
Then, sir, we have two fantastic testimonies again.
Yes, please.
You spoke about people that, you know, had been stammering and they were instantaneously healed.
So I've been stammering for like 20 years, sir. It's been very difficult to talk. Sometimes.
Stammering?
Yes.
You're sure of that?
Yes, sir.
Who knows him?
I have a classmate.
You have a what?
We have someone there.
Who knows him as a witness? Tell us.
We've been friends from secondary school.
You've been friends from secondary school?
Yes,
he's
sir.
Been a stammerer.
Yes, sir.
Right now.
Yes, sir. Even when we came this morning.
Even when you came.
Yes, sir.
And right now.
Yes, sir.
Repeat after me. For God so loved the world.
For God so loved the world.
That He gave His only begotten Son.
That He gave His only begotten Son.
That whosoever believes in Him.
That whosoever believes in Him.
Should not perish.
Should not perish.
But have eternal life.
But have eternal life.
Come on, give Jesus praise. Look at this. Look at this. In the name of Jesus, my friend, it will never return to you. And for this good friend, for coming to encourage him, in the name of Jesus, may good things look for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, please. Let me hear the testimony of Jesus.
All right, sir. So it's similar case. Praise God.
Boy, how are you?
I'm fine, sir.
What is your name?
Alvin.
Alvin.
What happened to him? Who brought him?
Sir, he actually was healed from stammering too.
Oh, you were healed from stammering. I was wondering why the boy was there. Okay, say Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Say Jesus, I love you.
Jesus, I love you.
Oh my God, look at this. Oh, the boy is crying. Stretch your hands towards this boy. Let's ask the Lord to use him. These are the kinds of things we want. When this boy becomes a preacher, he will remember. His stammering and the healing alone can be a message for the lifetime of the ministry. Don't despise him. When you see an adult, you have seen what he will become. But when you see a little boy like this, pray for him. Father, use this boy mightily. It's been our prayer for many years that Koinonia children will become mighty battle axes in the hands of God. And it is still our prayer. May the Lord use you mightily. In Jesus' name. Let's celebrate him. God bless you. Yes, please.
Apostle, you gave word of knowledge of those who have surgery done in their time, not properly done. This lady came. The surgery was done 15 years ago.
Let her speak.
The surgery was done. It was from an accident.
You had an accident.
Yes.
How long?
15 years ago.
And what happened?
Femoral fracture.
Uh-huh.
So it happened that the bone didn't join properly. So 1 inch, one leg is longer than one by 1 inch. I'm not able to stand on the other leg. And lately it has been paining me, so I went to do X-ray.
Okay.
So
you couldn't stand on the other leg?
Yes, and severe pain.
Okay.
Lately.
And right now?
There's no pain at all.
Completely. Which of the legs?
Right.
March with it. Let me see.
I've been standing on it for a
while. Oh, you've been standing on it. Look at. She couldn't stand on it.
She came here with the pain today.
You came in with the pain?
Yes, sir.
Walk.
But now she's healed.
Any pain? Any pain?
The same case for our brother here 4 years ago.
What happened to you?
4 years ago.
Sir, 4 years ago, I have an accident when I'm working in Philly Station. So all of a sudden, I was treated by all those traditional medicine. I have been seated for more than 1 year on the floor receiving my treatment. So look at the evidence. The leg is not even set because of the injury on my leg. So it used to inch me sometimes. The leg used to hold me. Wherever I'm even praying, I can't even do this on my own. But after the prophecy, I key to the prophecy. All of a sudden, as you declare,
yes,
instantly the pain just went off.
Hallelujah. Stand up, my friend. Stand up. Please come. That's not why you came out. Listen to me. I want to pray for you. You see, the association you are part of determines what happens to you. You are a great man, but it's not for me to speak. I'm on air, but something has been done to you. You are loyal and obedient to a grace and anointing that you served. And they did many things in a bid to open your eyes prophetically. This is a demonic thing. You need to be delivered now. I stretch my hands. I release you from that spirit. Out of him now. In the name of Jesus Christ. It is true you are really called to be a prophet. But not by this thing. You see, if God does not open your eyes, your eyes cannot be opened. All these things, I'm not being sarcastic, but all these things drag you to the river and all of this. There is a scriptural way to obtain grace. And we have to be careful because we may be sincere people, but let's be careful. When you are only safe when you walk within the zone of scripture. This person is not a bad person. Are we together now? And I'm not maybe condemning or talking about any ministry, but we have to be careful. In the name of Jesus, again, I set you free. This spirit that appears to you, let him go now. In the name of Jesus Christ. And there is a wicked pattern. Southern Kaduna. Parus Kadina Kaprahaski Badia. Gratuske Dibredigi Baraduzia. God is going to use you as a mighty vessel. I'm releasing this grace on you. Mighty vessel. There are people within that region that God will use you to bring supernatural deliverance to. Receive that grace right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's give Jesus praise.
He gave word of knowledge for those with bleeding gums. She had had a challenge for 4 years.
For
bleeding,
those who...
Bleeding and swollen gums. She has gone to the convenience, used her tongues. It's no longer bleeding.
Bleeding
again.
What? Gum.
Gone.
For how long?
For over 4 years now, sir.
And right now?
It's gone. Like
gone completely. In the name of Jesus, it will never return to you again. Yes, please.
Short-sightedness from birth. Healed
from
birth? From birth. Now she can
what
see.
What couldn't you see?
Like, colors.
Colors.
And then letters. It's really hard. But while you were preaching, I felt heat all over my face. So I had to sit down. And then when I got up, everywhere was beautiful.
Everywhere was beautiful.
And if our God is for us, then what could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could ever
stop us? In the name of Jesus, it will never return to you again by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, please. Pastor Jakes, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Very ready, sir. Please come. So, similar experiences we've been having twinkling miracles, Apostle. So, let's just take them.
Yes.
Praise God. I had this breast pain for over a year, and while you were speaking before the prayer started, the pain vanished.
Completely gone.
Yes, sir.
How about you, my dear?
Praise the Lord. I had a dream that a dog wanted to suck my breast, and I refused. Immediately, I woke
what
up
kind
from
of
the
it?
Dream.
You see how
my
this
right breast
dreams
started
are,
paining me.
You, hold on, please. There's a lesson there. You can see anything that is not consistent with scripture. I have taught you. When you get up, don't just record it and leave it there. You rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Every dream is a seed. By the principle of biology, a seed. Are you understanding? Not meeting. You have to receive the seed for fertilization to happen. So that dream is a seed. You can receive it through fear and it will start growing and manifest. Or you can reject it. Barrenness is a condition where the woman's body can reject the seed of a man. That means you have the power to reject certain seeds. Like this kind of demonic seed. So you have a dream that a dog was trying to suck your breast.
I refuse in the dream. So when I wake up immediately.
You know those the Bible called dogs? You see that? Yes.
So I noticed, I fasted and I prayed about it. After
what
some
happened
time,
now?
I started feeling the pain 3 days ago. I went to the hospital for checkup yesterday.
Yes.
They palpated my breast. There is not no seed and nothing. Today when I came to the side, the breast was paining me. So I touched it. I'm not feeling any pain again.
It's gone completely. Let's give Jesus praise. In the name of Jesus, for both of you, I decree and declare that the workings of darkness will never prevail over your life. In Jesus' name I pray. Yes, sir.
Apostle, you gave word of knowledge of those with movement in their body. Now, she had an encounter 10 years ago that she swallowed something in the dream. And since then, it's...
10 years ago,
straight
I had
to the point,
dream.
Madam. Yes.
Yeah, I swallowed a serpent.
You swallowed?
A serpent, a snake.
In a dream?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay.
So, ever since, I've been having hot flushes and then things crawling on my body. While you were giving the word of knowledge, I fell under the anointing. So I had to come out. Even while we're saying something about altars, I fell again under the anointing here, like twice.
Remember what I taught? Christ revealed as the power of God to destroy those things. Your body is not a zoo that snakes move up and down. So anything you swallowed, I'm praying for you again, that anything you have swallowed that is of the devil, I command it to leave you now. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, it will never return to you again. Let's give Jesus praise. Next, please. Very quickly.
I've only heard the same thing since 2009. Something has been moving in
my body.
What
happened to Mama? Let her speak very quickly.
Yeah. Since 2009, I had a dream and someone scraped the middle of my hair. And since then, it doesn't grow. And
your hair doesn't... Oh, the woman I was talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, again, any time that I eat, it seems as if the food doesn't go down well. And again, another thing, I used to feel moving objects in my body.
And everything, the Lord has stepped in. Yes. Mama, I stretch my hands in the name of Jesus. None of these things will return to you again. By the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. One more, yes.
Scraped here 13 years ago.
13 years?
Yes, scraped.
Let her speak, ma.
So I was sleeping and I dreamt, and in the dream, they shaved my head.
Now, are you noticing these patterns? Remember the prayer we prayed last week, that your dreams be supernaturally sanctified. Your dream should not be a point of initiation. And in case you were not there last week, I pray this prayer for you. Or you were here last week and did not take it seriously. Everything manipulating your dreams, you can see that they are having experiences beginning from the dream, but then it is manifesting physically. I pray for someone here. Everything manipulating your dreams and visionary experiences to confuse you and open you up to vistas of destruction, I declare, be free now. Be free now. I sanctify your dreams in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, but since then, the hair refused to grow.
The hair refused to grow.
It refused. I don't even sleep. I pray. Almost.
I'm not sure I'm hearing her well. Hold
on. I pray and pray and pray and pray and pray.
What do you mean the hair refused to grow?
There's nothing there. I'm bald around here, but normally I have really thick, long hair. But they shaved it all around like that. And I don't see how a woman can be bald on top.
Oh, my God.
Around this. And then things started moving in my body. And then things started changing. My favor started going away. I would go to work and people would turn against me. I would be nice to people and they would turn against me.
That's all right, ma'am. I'm going to pray for you. Thank God you came for the miracle service. I pray for you. She came from the U.S.
Yes, sir.
My God. You see, whether you are in America, whether you are in London, once it is altars, they will fish you there and accept the power. The Bible says that except one greater than he comes to bind the strong man. Look at Mama, all the way from U.S. Look at this kind of evil on this woman. If the hair of Samson grew back, then I decree and declare in the name of Jesus. Madam, please believe what I'm telling you. In the name of Jesus Christ, between now and the next 3 months, we declare supernaturally, let your hair grow back. And all these doors of favor that have been closed, I declare in Jesus' name, let it be opened for you. We declare that as you return back to US, it will be strange testimonies. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, sir.
All right, sir. So, sir, for 4 years, she for 17 years, you spoke about, you know, people lactating and God healing them.
Praise the Lord. Well, I'm here to testify to the goodness of God because I've been lactating for more than 4 years. I went to the hospital and they checked me and they said, it's normal, but I know it's not normal because I'm not pregnant. There's nothing wrong with me. So when they were praying, I could not even wait for the prayers to finish. I ran to the restroom. I made sure that I used the energy in me to press and nothing came out.
4 years. How about you, my dear?
Yes, for 17 years I've had this issue, but it became more obvious after my surgery. My right ovary was taken in 2019, taken out.
You had a surgery?
Yes, sir.
Oh my
ovarian cyst. So I wake up soaked most times. Or if I press the breast, it comes out like it's up a straight movement. So after you pray, last year you prayed about it and it stopped.
Do but you have children?
No, sir. I'm not married.
You're not married?
No, sir.
And yet the surgery, oh my God. Can I pray for you? Do you believe God can give you brand new ovaries? My dear, look at me. Do you believe in Jesus? You believe I will pray for you?
Yes, sir.
Place your hand there. You just do what I'm asking you to do. In the name of Jesus, we thank the doctors for doing their best. But right now, the same power that created the heavens and the earth, I stretch my hands. Right now, brand new ovaries. Agree with her, brand new ovaries.
Amen.
And I use her as a point of contact to pray for anyone here trusting God for a creative miracle. Perhaps by surgery or whatever, something has been taken from your body. In the name of Jesus, weep not, for the Lord is giving you a brand new one. Let me tell you the truth. In my lifetime, I will tell you this. If I'm joking, you will know I'm joking. I have seen someone who they performed surgery, they removed one of the bones and put metal. God is my witness. They put metal and the person was supposed to live with it like that. And the person met me because he had a condition. There's something the people feel, I don't know if it's that during rainy season or when the weather is cold or something of that sort, it will affect the person. Imagine like putting, you know, something that can absorb cold inside the person. I was angry in my spirit. I laid two of my hands, not one, two of my hands, and cried to the God of heaven. That person went back. This is a miracle that happened many years ago. The doctor was shocked. I spoke with the doctor myself. They did the x-ray. They could not find any metal there again. I know that Jesus can create new organs. And my dear, I pray for you again. Don't cry. You may not know what this means to her as a woman, but in the name of Jesus Christ, let there be a creative miracle now. In Jesus' name I pray. And for the dear one, 4 years, the Lord perfects you. In Jesus' name I pray. Yes, please. Very quickly, next.
Apostle, 6 months, no menses.
I've been having menstrual complication and hormonal imbalance. I can't even count my period. But for 6 months now, I've not seen it. So I woke up with faith that I will see it. I even took extra pad. I wore pad. So when I came, you said we should go and check. 10 minutes later, I just saw it. I just saw my period.
Can you imagine? 6 months. Hormonal imbalance.
Last year, I had bleeding, serious bleeding. Like I was giving birth, like too much. I was even scared of even my menses to come. So it sits for 6 months now.
Place your hand on your stomach. Father, in the name of Jesus, we normalize everything in your body now.
Amen.
It will function for you normally after the order of women.
Amen.
Every abnormality and complication, we cause it now.
Amen.
This miracle remains permanent for you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Please return back celebrating. Yes, please.
Apostle, you gave word of knowledge for difficulty in breathing and abdominal pain.
Yes.
Three of them, they were healed by the power of God.
Let me hear. Yes.
Yeah, for the past 2 weeks, I've been dealing with shortness of breath and abdominal pain from the residue of an illness I've been battling. But instantly, the anointing came on me and I've been healed.
In the name of Jesus, it will never return to you again.
Same
by the power of the Holy Spirit. All three of
abdominal
you,
pain.
I decree and declare, in Jesus' name, let there be supernatural healing for you right now. It will never return again.
in Jesus' name.
You gave word of knowledge of people that eat and throw backward days. Now, these are, twin brother ruminates, that is, he eats, then brings it back and then eat it again, like ruminant animal for years. So why you raise the prayer?
What do you mean eat and brings it back where? He will throw up?
You throw up. No, you eat like and ruminate. You chew the cord.
What you have eaten,
you bring it back
let
again.
Let her speak.
No, she's not the one. He's her twin brother.
Let her still speak. What happened to him?
The thing is that for more than 10, 12 years now, my twin brother, when he eats, he throws up back.
Is that normal, doctors?
No, he had issues with his esophagus and his digestive system. And they said, when we went for test, almost 10, 12 years ago, they said that there's a tube, there's a place in the system that is supposed to be small, and it's open. And the place that is supposed to be open is small.
And what happened now?
While you were praying, I called him on the phone.
Yes.
I called him on WhatsApp to do video, but he was not going through, so I called him directly and I said, just be saying amen. They are calling your case, just be saying amen.
Right.
And the more you kept on saying that, if they stand up at night, they can't sleep. My brother doesn't sleep, he will be up, his back will be
What's
on the
his
wall.
Name?
Ken De Aladisuru.
Ken, in the name of Jesus, we use your sister as a point
yeah,
of contact.
Yeah, in Abuja, at Gwarimpa.
He's in Gwarimpa now.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, we perfect his condition.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It's not a ruminant in the name of Jesus. That demonic thing stops now. We normalize his organs in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And for you as a sister, you're standing. Do you have your own testimony? No, don't worry. I'll pray for you. In the name of Jesus, whatever it is that God has done, I seal it and I perfect it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Yes, sir.
All right. So, Apostle, you give a precise word of knowledge.
Yes, sir.
Regarding a young man that is bleeding. From his nose.
Bleeding through your nose?
Yes, sir. I've been bleeding for more than 15 years, actually. It was one of the days I was playing while I was young, and I just bent my head and suddenly I saw blood.
My God, so many testimonies.
And okay, I was like, I told my mom said I should just pray. So it happened even this morning while I was coming to church.
What happened to you now?
I felt that same sensation that the blood is going to come out. I was ashamed. So I was just checking it a little bit and found out that
completely.
No blood. Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, may it never reoccur again.
Amen.
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Then, Apostle, I want Minister Kenny to read a profound testimony. You mentioned PID, something regarding PID. And now we have a testimony online.
Daddy, we have amazing testimonies
okay.
online. We have someone from Kaduna got healed of PID. Daddy mentioned her case and she got healed instantly. We have someone else from Spain got healed of allergy. Whatever he eats, he throws up. He went to eat and has not thrown up since. We have another woman from Benin. Apostle mentioned that there is someone with difficulty in swallowing, like the throat is blocked.
Yes.
I keyed into it, she says, and kneeled in front of the television. And
Let me tell you this. Just pause a moment, Kenny. Do you know, no matter where you are across the globe, we thank God for the privilege of technology, provided you can connect by faith. You see that? In a moment, the same thing God is doing here. It's possible that you can even be here and not receive, and someone can be at the ends of the earth. It's about your connection by faith. Yes, sir.
And Apostle said that there is another person with the same case watching. Immediately he rebuked the condition. I started belching and I went to spit. The Holy Spirit directed me to drink water and the anointing oil. I am healed.
Completely.
We have someone from Rwanda. Apostle mentioned her case of breast pain. She got healed instantly. We have one more person and we've not yet been able to ascertain his location. But he says he has boils all over his body for a long time.
Boils?
And and immediately you mentioned that case. He says, boils moving from one part of my lap to another, disappearing seasonally. And as Apostle ministered, instantly, I can see them. I cannot see them again. They all disappear.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amazing. Yes, miss.
4 years, arthritis healed.
Arthritis?
Pain, yes.
Mama,
pain in her legs.
Mama, how long has that been?
Since 2018.
2018. Yes. What happened to you?
I've been having pains. I went for my younger brother's wedding.
after the tradition, on Sunday for us to come and give testimony, my two legs started paining me. I can't even walk. When I tell them, he carry stick, my husband, Michelle, how can you use stick and be walking?
Yes, actually, what happened to you now, ma?
But now, as we are praying for arthritis, it depends. If it is the time that it was
taking, yes,
I wouldn't have been standing for a long time here. But now,
depends. Move your legs, mama. Any pain?
No pain.
Any pain? Are you seeing what Jesus is doing? In the name of Jesus, you are free and free forever. By the power of the Holy Spirit.
You gave word of knowledge of a woman who wakes up in the night and will not be able to sleep again.
Yes, ma'am.
The power of God touched her when you gave that word of knowledge and she fell under the anointing and she's healed now.
Right now, completely.
This is her son here to testify.
This is the son.
Yes.
What happened to mama?
She has not been able to sleep, especially since last year when we lost our sister. And
God.
I brought her to Abuja to stay with me for a while.
Okay.
And I noticed that trend.
Well, she's not been able to sleep.
No. She was built to go back, but she said no, that she's going to stay for this miracle service.
Listen. Let me use this opportunity and encourage you. You see, there are times, humanly speaking, there are certain kinds of losses, especially of people you love, that when it happens, it can wreck your whole life. At that point, no human can counsel you in a way that comforts. At such point, you have to tap into the ministry of the Holy Spirit called the Comforter. Men can comfort, but there is one called the Comforter. He can minister to you in a way that no man can. You can see her only, it's not just a medical condition. You lost your daughter, mama. So you can see, that's the pain of a mother. It's going to take a long time, but the Holy Spirit can come as a comforter. And I used mama to pray for everyone who has been bereaved. I want you to receive by faith now. You've been bereaved within the last 1 year, especially that you are struggling. You don't know how to just, you have been asking questions. This is still a miracle service. In the name of Jesus, I use our mother here as a point of contact to pray for everyone here who has lost a loved one, mother, father, brother, siblings, parents. We stand as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ and we declare that the Holy Spirit ministers to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I will tell you why I'm praying for you. Help that woman. I will tell you something that you need to learn. There is a spirit called the spirit of grief. It only comes to you when negative things happen, like losses. It will steal into your emotion. When the spirit of grief comes, it will destroy you in a way that you cannot imagine. It's good to mourn, but there is a spirit called grief. I learned this from Pastor Kenneth Copeland. I heard him teach about the spirit of grief. Now, we cannot imagine what it takes. By the privilege of the work that I do as a man of God, when people lose their loved ones, I'm usually about the first to know. And so, whether or not I'm directly related to the people, no matter how hard you are as a man of God, sometimes you just have to be strong for their sake, but you will still feel it because you are human. But I have seen the spirit of grief slip through these moments and remain with people and families and destroy them. I know people who resigned from their workplace, resigned from everything and said, you know what? I know people who committed suicide. Have you heard of such things? After they lost loved ones, they went to kill themselves. That one is no longer mourning. It's the spirit of grief. Mama, I use you as a point of contact. In the name of Jesus, may the God of heaven, by his spirit, comfort you. And I declare anyone here suffering from the spirit of grief as a result of the loss of a loved one, be delivered from it now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Yes.
1 year arthritis healed, confirmed by the medical doctors.
1 year arthritis.
1 year arthritis healed.
Which of the legs? Left or right?
Hepatitis.
Oh, hepatitis. Gone. Yes,
gone.
In the name of Jesus, I declare supernatural healing. Both of them?
No. She put to bed 2018 and then her body has not been in a normal shape.
You gave
she
birth.
Could not, yes, she could not stand for a very long time. But when you mentioned that case, she fell under the anointing and then she's been standing
completely
healed.
In the name of
her body
Jesus
fixed.
Christ, it will never return to you again, my dear. All of you who are standing, you are healed right now in Jesus' name. Yes, sir.
So
Apostle, his first time here in Koinonia.
You're welcome. Most welcome.
And
yes.
God visited him.
Hallelujah. Good evening, Apostle.
How are you?
Over 2 months ago, I just woke up and I had a pain in my private part. And I had bruises all over. I prayed over it. It went. Two weeks after, I came back severely. This is my first time here. And I was upstairs. I was praying as we were praying along. The power of God hit me. And the pain stopped. I was just... It's my first time. I didn't know the protocol, how to run out here to come and give the testimony. I just came to just say, Jesus, I thank you.
In the name of Jesus, that demonic thing will never return to you again. In Jesus' name I pray. Yes, please.
Praise God.
Very quickly, let's see if we can reduce a few of these lines and then we'll just pray.
Last month I was here with ulcer symptoms.
Ulcer?
Yes.
Okay, what happened to you now?
So when I went back home, I went to run a test and it was not there. Even here, last month, in the night, they tested me. I was not having the ulcer, but I was still having the symptom.
In the name of Jesus, I declare you are supernaturally healed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Yes, please. Next person.
I felt the same ulcer 2 days ago. So before I came here, I didn't feel it. But
you've been healed of ulcer. In Jesus' name, let it never return to you again.
Yes, sir, we need to hear this testimony.
Yes, I've been interested. I've been looking at her.
Yes. I'm not too qualified to this testimony. So let me allow doctor. Come.
Doctor, yes, please.
Daddy, this child has what they call juvenile diabetes. So it's just diabetes starting from an early
doctors,
age.
Doctors. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so you find them having very high level of blood sugar. So as at this morning, they had about 20. That was the blood sugar level that they recorded this morning. So
20?
Yes.
How old is she? 12 years.
So... usually they take, there's this drug, they take insulin just to help maintain the sugar level. So after the prayers and all, he believed, trusted God, and then they went to the medical stand, and then they checked the sugar level, and it was 3.3.
From 20, a 12, listen, if Satan does not spare a little girl like this, 12-year-old, 20. My dear, how are you?
Fine.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for this, our little one. It will never go beyond normal again in Jesus' name. And in the name of Jesus, I declare, you grow normally, you are healthy in Jesus' name. Let's celebrate Jesus. God bless you. Yes, please.
Well, so, Apostle, well, this is not directly related to healing, but quite interesting. You know, the people you called out and prayed for.
Okay.
Just praying for them, sir. Her dad has been calling her. She will explain.
Father, you mentioned my father has done diabolical things. You mentioned my father has done things with innocent people's blood. And my father, immediately I came out, my father started calling me. He started calling me. Immediately I came out.
Oh, both of you, you are sisters.
Yes.
Where are you from?
Kogi State.
He started calling you that. What happened?
We haven't picked up the call because we know that he wants us to come back home.
What do we do to these things now? Listen, dear ones, look at me. You believe in Jesus Christ? Don't be afraid. Are you Muslims? You are Christians? Don't be afraid. Let me tell you something. There is no weapon that is fashioned against you. You see, it's very difficult to do whatever you want to do because this is their father. I declare that no charm and no enchantment of darkness against you will thrive. See, it's very difficult when the person who the devil is using is related to you. It's easy to shout and kill any other person who is not a relative, who is any other person. But now, this is your own father. They love their father. Don't cry. Can we pray that God will save that man? That is a scriptural approach to these kinds of things. God is able to save unto the uttermost. Don't you think because he's involved in diabolic things, God cannot save him? Ask Saul, who became Paul. Father, we agree as a church. Right now, arrest and visit the Father. Arrest and visit the Father.
We pray for his salvation. And in the name of Jesus, we pray that he is preserved. And as for you, I use you as a point of contact to your siblings. And I declare you are preserved supernaturally. In Jesus' name. Please go in peace. Do not fear. In Jesus' name.
Apostle, another case of rumination here. Regurgitation.
Okay.
Since when she was a teenager, she has had that challenge. She will eat, it will come out, then take it back again.
But is that true?
When you mentioned that case, the power of God came on her. So she went to drink water and then...
And it's gone.
It's gone.
Secondly, a woman visited me 29th of January that I'm meant to serve water.
A woman?
A woman. She has been calling me since last year.
The woman has been calling you?
Yes.
Physically or spiritually?
Physically. That I'm meant to serve water. So,
where are you from?
I'm from Enugu State. And my father was so diabolic that two of my sister's husbands have died. One is a pastor that just passed on August last year. So she came to 2022
yes.
And said that I have to serve Shirai, that I should leave church. I told her, no, that I'm called to serve God, not to serve Shirai. So when she left, I saw a casket on my bed. And
the woman is late?
No, the woman left, but I was seeing a vision of a casket when she left my room. So, and I started having a kind of, my head was as if I was bleeding. So
I don't kill, but anybody that made a casket for you must enter inside it. In the name of Jesus Christ, let me say it again. Anybody that makes a casket for you, I decree and declare, what happened to Haman, the same way he built a gallows to defeat Mordecai. In the name of Jesus, I say it again. Anybody conspiring with darkness on account of your case, they will get into their own destruction. And in Jesus' name, prophetically, we warn that woman, whoever she is. In the name of Jesus, if she will not let you go, she will follow the way of her man for sure. In Jesus' name. Listen, you are a believer. Don't let anybody threaten you. This is a world that is full of people who will take advantage. They will prey on your ignorance. Are we together? Nobody, even Jesus Christ, gave us room to choose him or any other thing. Don't let anybody force you and say, you must worship this. It's demonic. I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. He tells you to choose. Hallelujah. Okay.
All right, sir. So we have very interesting testimonies here. He was here last year.
Let's take two. Okay. Well, are all of these testimonies?
Yes.
Now, here's what will happen. I want to be encouraging all those who come out. It takes a lot of courage to come out and testify. And sometimes because we are constrained by time, here's what I want you to do from now on. Ushers or PR, whoever. When people come out like this to testify, if they don't have a chance to testify, what happens is that give them a chance to register their names so that by next Sunday, we can start with them to testify. There are so many people to testify, and because of time, we'll just pick a few. So I think PR or ushers, those responsible, can do that. When people come out and stand and they are not given a chance to testify, they become discouraged another time. Are we together? If this were a vigil, for instance, we'll have enough time and then we have to do some other things and finish on time because there are people who stay very far. This is what is at the back of our rushing so many things. Generally, a miracle service like this, when you are dealing with issues, you will need quite some time to really deal with matters in people's lives. I'm sure one of these days, God will grant us grace to do a vigil. In the name of Jesus Christ. Where we'll take out time and really, really address issues in people's lives. In Jesus' name. But for some of you who may not be allowed to testify, please don't feel bad. Make sure that we'll give you room next week. You come, we can start just squeezing to the service so that we give more time for testimonies and have them come to testify. But let's take maybe two or three so that we can finish. Because I want to speak over your life. Remember the four things we spoke about? Even before we pray over those requests, it must happen in your life. The spiritual progress must happen. The financial breakthroughs. Are they here for testimonies? If they are here for testimonies, just collect their testimonies. Mama is here for testimonies. What happened to you, Mama? Oh, dear. Hallelujah.
Have you vetted her? Okay. Mama, straight to the point, eh? God bless you. Technical help us, please.
I'm among the people that you said something is moving all over their body.
Okay.
So as you prayed, the something left.
It's gone. In Jesus' name, Mama, the fullness of your days you will fulfill.
Amen.
Amen and amen. God bless you. Yes, please.
Okay, Apostle. So we have. Sorry, can we have the camera here? Just to. So he had a cast on his leg. And
please show us. Can we see it? Is that possible? A cast.
Last year he had a cast, and he was healed when he came here, and God followed up with another.
Praise the Lord. My name is Farouk Danjuman. Last year when you started the Koinonia, I came here with crutches. And I told
myself... Oh, you came here with crutches?
Yes.
What happened to you?
And I said my next visit to Koinonia I won't come with the crutches.
Yes.
And you prayed, and that was the end
right
of that
now,
crutches.
You are completely
then,
free.
Yes. Then this one happened again. You know, I was on a platform, and I was about to fall, and then by my side there was a snake. Then I scream.
That was a dream. A dream.
So, and I
scream. What happened now? We don't have all that time, man.
Eh? Just
straight to the point. What did the Lord Jesus Christ?
And this hand refused to go after taking so many.
And right now.
And right now,
yes,
the Lord healed.
We establish your authority over snakes and scorpions and all the powers of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. You are perfected in Jesus' name.
So, sir, let's 10 years ulcer healed.
Ulcer, 10 years. In the
asthma,
name,
sorry, I beg your pardon. Asthma.
Asthma. Wow.
Sorry.
This is the inhaler she uses.
Okay.
I was sitting right there, so I started feeling heavy pains. I started breathing very hard. So the next day I took my inhaler, and whenever I take my inhaler, I don't stand up at
all. Yes.
It makes me weak. So you said we should put our faith in action.
Yes.
So I stood up. Mira, I stood up. I hold a chair. When I closed my eye, some people held my back. I did not know the people. Then I saw as if I vomit, like in a vision. I saw myself as if I vomited a lizard and ran out. Last, when I was 12 years, when I went to my family compound with my parents, there was a night I came out very early in the morning. So I saw a lion.
Hold on. Let me pray for them before they move. Eh? Please, just stand. Let me pray for you. Yes, go ahead.
So I saw a lion very early in the morning. I never told anybody because nobody would believe me. So anytime before the asthma come, I used to see this lion. So maybe I saw this lizard coming out of me when I bent down. I saw the lizard coming. When I
and you are completely
back,
healed now.
Yes,
breathe
I went
in
to
and
the
out.
Restroom.
Breathe
I
in and
to
out.
The restroom. When I climbed the stairs.
Breathe in and out.
When I climbed the stairs.
That's
I
all right, my dear. In the name of Jesus Christ, let's celebrate her. She's healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. It will never return to you again. In the name of Jesus. Now, supernaturally, oh dear, there's one more. Okay, let's
of
take
migraine
that
since when she was a child.
Migraine.
So, migraine. They told her it's a pattern. But while you were praying, she fell under the anointing and then the migraine is
completely
gone.
Healed. Demonic patterns gone forever. In Jesus' name I pray. Let's take the last one.
Well, similar pains here. They all have been healed of one pain.
In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for all of you who are standing by the power that raised Christ from the dead, your healings remain permanent. Whether you came out to testify or not, every healing you have received tonight remains permanent. In Jesus' name I pray. Rise up on your feet. We are going to pray. We have just 5 minutes of prayer. Have you submitted your requests? Lift it up very quickly. Ushers. Now, here's what will happen. Ushers, let's walk. We'll keep reinventing ourselves in the miracle service to conserve time. What will happen is for every miracle service, as soon as we come before praise and worship or afterwards, ushers just move round so that we submit the prayer request so that when it's time like this, we just have it quickly. We have a few, but then please lift it quickly. Pass it to the last person. Pass it to the last person at the left or right aisle, whichever. Don't worry, nobody will read your request. Begin to pray in the spirit while you are doing that. I want to pray for you right now. Along the four areas that God led us to pray today. Are you praying in the spirit? For 1 minute and then I'll lead you through a declaration of faith. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the healed of the Lord say so. The blessed of the Lord say so. The lifted of the Lord say so. The anointed of the Lord say so. The prosperous of the Lord say so. The healthy of the Lord say so. Please make sure you receive all the requests, ushers. Let's make it very fast. Those following online, you can bring out your prayer request and just keep it in front of you prophetically for those who are connecting online. If you've sent it, no problem, we have it and we're going to pray over it. But if you're in your home and you have your request, just place it prophetically. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, we're going to pray concerning our spiritual growth. Please listen. The Bible says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Remember, we are not just a place of breakthrough and miracles and liftings. We are primarily a place that will help people encounter Jesus Christ and encounter the power of the Holy Spirit. If your spiritual life has gone down or is going down, your fervency for prayer, word study, the house of God, now is the time to pray. Grace is available to put you back in right and strong standing. Are you ready to pray? Some of you have stopped fasting. The grace for it is completely not there. Anytime you say you want to fast from 7 o'clock by 10, it's as if you are going to die. It is a demonic thing. The human spirit, even animals, have capacity to endure. Anything that puts you in that state is the devil. He's trying to destroy you. Lift your voice in 1 minute and pray over your spiritual life. In the name of Jesus Christ, as we step into the month of April, I am praying over my spiritual life. Someone is praying. Passion for the word of God. Passion for prayer. Passion for the house of God. The Bible declares, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Lift your voice and pray over your spiritual life. The Bible says, grow in grace. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We can grow in grace and we can grow in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like you to declare that my spiritual life is coming alive. My passion for the things of God. My passion for the house of God. My passion for prayer. Make sure you pray. This is a major part of this meeting. My passion for prayer. My passion for the study of the word. In the name of Jesus, my spiritual life is fanned back to flames. Every lukewarmness, backsliding, everything that does not represent spiritual growth, I drive it out of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, we spoke about healing. Now listen, when you study what Paul wrote about the gifts of the Spirit, all of the other gifts you will find gift of. But when it comes to healing, you will see that Paul wrote the gifts of healing. That means there are many dimensions to healing. Bodily healing is just one of the dimensions. There is soulical healing, the healing of your mind. For the Bible says a broken spirit can dry the bones from the realm of the spirit and it can affect you. Are we together now? It says, say to those who are of a broken heart, do not be afraid. He will come and save you. So you are going to pray for healing. Complete, holistic healing. For some of you, maybe healing in your body, you will still pray. Some of you, God has begun a miracle. It's yet to be perfected. You are going to pray for perfection of healing. For some of you, it's your mind. Your emotions have been so wrecked by all the things that have happened in your life. Maybe pains, maybe disappointments. Several things have happened in your mind and you need to be free. You need to be completely healed. There are others who are saying, there are other aspects of my life. I'm coming to finances, but even finances, you can receive healing in your finances. The same way your body is sick, your finances can be sick. Your career can be sick. Lift your voice and command healing. Go ahead. Go ahead and declare healing by the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare healing. Healing of my body. I declare healing. Healing of my mind. I declare healing. Healing in my job. I declare healing. Healing in my emotions. Is someone praying? Remember ye not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Healing from disappointments. Healing from pain. Healing from betrayals.
healing from backstabbings, healing from losses, healing from bereavement. Go ahead and pray. I decree and declare supernatural healing by the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm tired of carrying a backlog of pain. I declare that I'm healed finally by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Son has set me free. I am free indeed. The Son has set me free. I am free indeed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Third prayer. I want you to pray this with aggression and pray this with vigor. Stagnation. To be stagnated means to be kept in one place. Are we together? Yes. Stagnation is very dangerous because the Bible says the path of a just is as a shining light that moves, that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. You are going to decree and declare every force responsible for stagnation. Many of you, what you are praying right now is what you wrote here. I'd like you to pray stagnation in ministry, stagnation in business, stagnation in family, stagnation over your career. Lift your voice and rebuke that spirit. Command advancement over your life. Command advancement. Are you praying? You came for a miracle service, inside, outside. Command stagnation. Those in ministry, pray. In the name of Jesus, I do ministry with results. I command the spirit of stagnation over my life. Stagnation in my career. Stagnation over my endeavors. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare. I press. I go forward. I move forward in every area of my life. I break forth from the left. I break forth from the right. I break forth above and below in the name of Jesus. I make constructive, ever increasing progress. Ever increasing project progress. I actualize destiny by the power of the Holy Spirit. Some of you may have experienced stagnation even in your structural establishment. You've begun a building, it has refused to grow. It has refused to be completed. Pray and rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Finally, look up please. I want you to pray over your finances. Now, let me say this. We're wrapping up. I don't know if you are interested in your financial well-being or not. But as a man of God that God has placed over you, I will not let you rest till you prosper. It's not only knowing God. You will know God, you will love Him with all your heart. But I can tell you in advance, if something is wrong with your finances, you will suffer as if Jesus did not die for you. Are we together? I've seen financial issues. Finance is not everything. But let me submit to you, finance holds a major key in your well-being. Ask anybody who is sincere, especially at this time now. You know how much, look at diesel, 700 and something, PMS, only God knows. The other day we were discussing at school of ministry, gas cylinder. I don't know whether it's empty or filled. You buy it and be crying as you are lifting it back home because of, you know, all kinds of things. Women will tell you here, you go to the market, it's as if you want to run away from that place. Because everything has escalated. You see, the Bible told us that these times will come, but there is a system of exemption. Don't forget there was darkness in Egypt, but there was light all over Goshen. Are we together? Now, when you are praying for your finances, you are going to pray a twofold prayer. Number one, that Christ be revealed as the wisdom of God. Remember, there are two levels of light. There is light that shines on your head, Job 29, and there is light that shines on your feet. The one that shines on your head gives you illumination. The one that shines on your feet gives you direction. You need both. You need strategy and direction. Thou shalt hear a voice from behind saying, just because everybody is doing something, you follow them, you may crash. You need a specific direction. And then, of course, we are going to pray that the favor of God, oh dear, I'm praying that you will really understand the role that favor has to play as far as your financial lifting is concerned. What is favor? Men willing to participate in your success. Are you ready to pray? In 1 minute, cry to God, pray. break this hold of financial stagnation. Please pray. Please pray. Most of what you have written here, if we are to be very honest, most of them depend on finances. The fees of your children. Structural projects. Your well-being and welfare. Those who are under your care that you need to take care of. As a person, you may not have any financial need. But how about your organization? How about your church? How about your ministry? Lift your voice and pray. Especially for some of you that God has so graciously raised to be breadwinners, to be the ones who will help your loved ones. Lift your voice and pray. Lord, strengthen my hand. Strengthen my hand financially. Even at times like this, Holy Spirit, appear unto me as the wisdom of God. Let light shine upon my head, giving me illumination and strategies. Let light shine upon my feet, giving me direction and guidance. Please pray. Pray from the depth of your heart. There are many pending projects in our lives because of financial limitations. There are many things we are unable to do as far as our divine assignments are concerned because of financial constraints. Rebuke that spirit. I'm about to speak over your life. Hallelujah. 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 Can I tell you sincerely, one of the reasons why we are able to serve God in truth by the mercies of God is because God has shown us mercy on this wise. I can tell you, integrity is difficult when you have financial problems. Just believe me when I tell you this. Now remember, we've taught here, when we teach on finances, there are people who exaggerate it, and it is all about the marketing of flesh. Money, money, let me have money just for the sake of the flesh. That's not what we are saying. But any sincere person who loves God knows that if something is wrong with your finances, it can wreck your marriage. Do you know that there are children that stopped going to school since after the pandemic? Because their parents sincerely cannot offer. And there are others who maybe have their jobs. Their jobs are still there. They are paying them the salary. It's just that it is honestly not enough to solve the problems. Can I tell you this? I've told you, I prayed to God and I vowed and covenanted with God that I will never be the man of God who just focuses on your spiritual growth alone and then leave other aspects of your life to go down. Imagine that as you are standing right now, there's no food in my house. I'm going to carry a bowl and walk to you. Prophetically, not generally. I will walk to you. I will tell you as soon as I get to you, just don't even argue with me. I know what I've seen that made me come to you. Because of hunger. So most of the people who are compromising on integrity may not necessarily be bad people. When you pray for the grace for integrity, pray for financial empowerment. If you are empowered, it will give you the leverage to be able to walk in integrity. Are we together now? If someone comes to bribe you to change something in your office and is going to give you 100 million, you can say, no, I'm standing for Jesus. You will go to heaven, but you will still suffer on earth because of that, because of your integrity. So you have to pray. A time has come in the body of Christ where we should not shy away from the necessity of financial empowerment. You can be empowered and still be righteous. You can still be empowered and love Jesus. Are we together? There are more compromises as a result of lack of resources than there are as a result of plenty of resources. Are you ready to pray for favor? Please cry unto God in 1 minute. Father, let favor come upon my life. Grant me financial rest. The Lord put this in my heart. This is part of the miracle service. I must honor what He has given me. Please pray. Corporate rest financially. Personal rest financially. Lord, grant rest in the name of Jesus. I'm tired of financial embarrassment. I'm tired of worrying about money. It's distracting my prayer life. It's distracting my word study life. Lack is introducing wrong relationships to my life. Grant me the grace to be empowered. Pray for favor. Pray for favor. Pray for favor. God using men to participate in your lifting. God using men to participate in your destiny. Outside, make sure you pray. If this is all we do tonight, it was worth it. Lord, the realities of the times will not catch up with me. I am immune by knowledge, immune by favor. Hallelujah. Exodus 11:3. Exodus 11:3. I'm about to pray right now. Have I wasted your time tonight? Exodus 11:3. Please be patient. I want you to return with results. Media, are we still there? Are we together? Exodus 11:3. Read with me, please, everyone. One, two, read. And the Lord gave the people favor. Stop. So people as a community can find favor, not just an individual. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. What was responsible for his favor? The Lord gave favor. There is a relationship between favor and greatness. Truly, you can be great by favor. I have taught you that who hates you does not matter. Naysayers can go, but who likes you? You are going to pray that God will make someone like you. It's not a carnal prayer in this wicked world that God will make someone endeared to you genuinely with no strings attached. Lift your voice and cry to heaven. Believe me, one person who finds favor, who you find favor with, can give you a house, can give you all these things you are looking for. It's not a license for laziness, but it's an advantage in the kingdom. Let's tap into it. Lord, grant me favor. God can open untold doors into profitable relationships. Lord, I'm tired of troublemakers in my life. Send helpers. Is someone praying? Lord, I'm tired of naysayers in my life. Send genuine helpers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's save the time. Please prophetically stretch your hands here and let's begin to declare. Just for 1 or 2 minutes, I'm going to pray. Go ahead and begin to declare. We decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit. Every request. Are you praying? Shaparugati sekete baladu ziyata. Lord, they return as testimonies. Every praise is to our God. Every song of worship is to our God. Every praise, every praise is to our God. One more time. Every praise to our God.
Every word of worship with one accord.
Every praise,
every praise is to our God.
In the name of Jesus, Father, we have obeyed you and we have honored you by bringing our requests. For the Bible says to be anxious in nothing, but it says in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. You said we should let our request be made known unto God. Father, we have brought this as representations of our concerns. Grant us rest in Jesus' name. Shout a louder amen. As I would always say, in the name of Jesus, every prayer request here is turned into a testimony. Supernatural testimonies. Most of the testimonies here require favor. May that favor work for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Any human agent stopping answers to this prayer, we clear them out of the way now. And I decree and declare, as we have spoken and as we have declared, let it be so for you. You will return back with your testimony. In Jesus' name I pray. Please lift your hands. Let me speak over your life. Thank you for your patience. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, this week, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, everything that has not been working, everything that represents a disappointment, I stand upon this grace and I decree and declare, may it begin to work in your life. Hear me. The same way you left your home and you came here and nothing stopped you, where you need to live and go to, may nothing stop you. In the name of Jesus Christ. The same way, when you left your home, there were many roads, but you knew the exact road to follow to get to this place. Every confusion around your life, may God show you the exact thing to do now. In the name of Jesus. For all of you who are here, when you got to the gate did not close against you. Therefore, I declare, every gate that has closed against you, I open it now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me. There are many things you need in your life, but you do not have the currency to buy them. The wisdom as currency to buy. The favor as currency to buy. Every spiritual currency you need to transact supernaturally and bring to your life results, may that currency be supplied you now. In the name of Jesus. Hear me. If you have submitted anything on the desk of your helper and they have forgotten you, this week may it be a week of remembrance for you. I prophesy this week, may it be a week of remembrance for you. Hallelujah. You are exempted from kidnappers. I say it again, you and your children are exempted from kidnappers. In the name of Jesus, you are exempted from accidents. You are exempted from the evils of the day. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray for you finally, this grace called favor that can come upon your life as a mantle and turn your life around. I decree and declare, it is a signature grace in this ministry. Therefore, I pray, carry that grace now. Carry that grace now. Find favor with men. Find favor even with Egyptians. Find favor with systems. Find favor with structures. In the name of Jesus, be great by favor. Rise by favor. Thrive by favor. In the name of Jesus Christ. Finally, everything that has brought tears to your eyes, I decree and declare, your weeping comes to an end now. Let it become a season of laughter for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Let's keep standing. May I request that we minimize movement? The altar call does not take more than 2 minutes or 3 minutes. Please, let's not distract those who are coming to Jesus as much as possible. There are people here who are saying, Apostle, I need Jesus. I came for this miracle service. I've seen the hand of God, but I need to make my ways right. Two people. There are those who are saying, Apostle, I've never made this decision. I am making it for the first time. There are others who are saying, Apostle, I've made this decision, but I need to rededicate my life to Jesus. Please, I'd like you to rush quickly. There's no need cajoling. You know that you need Jesus. Make your way to the front. Don't wait for anyone to be the first. Be the first to come. Come to Jesus. Koinonia, celebrate them. All the overflows, move to your LED screens.
following from your homes, connecting by faith, here is your chance to surrender everything to Jesus. Please come very quickly. I count 1 to 5 and I begin praying. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. You're joining them. Come quickly. Lift your right hand high above your head. Thank you so much for this bold decision. You're still coming. Please come. Rush very quickly. Rush very quickly. If you come after the prayers, if you didn't pray the prayer, make sure that you tell the counselor so that they'll lead you. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I have heard your word. I believe that you died for me. I believe that you rose again for my justification. Right now, I accept you into my heart as my Savior, as my Lord, and as my King. The power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life. I have the life of God. And from tonight and forever, I go forward ever and backward never. I am a child of God. I am saved in Jesus' name. Please keep your hands lifted. Father, thank you for these ones. You have brought them by your Spirit, and they have confessed the Lordship of Jesus. By the authority of Scripture, I declare your sins forgiven. I decree and declare that the Lord gives you a new beginning. I commend you to the ministry of the Word and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. May you be established and grounded in righteousness. From today, you go forward ever and backward never. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you for this great decision. Please follow the counselors. They are waving the placard. Just follow them very quickly. Let's celebrate them as they go. Let's celebrate them as they go. Let's celebrate them as they go. Hallelujah. Now, 2 very important announcements and then we're done. Next week we're starting a new series, and I want you to pay attention as this series comes. Follow our social media platforms. Make sure that you follow the platform so that you can have updates. And let me encourage you. Don't just follow Koinonia Services alone. You can go online, go to Koinonia Global. You can listen to some of the teachings from the conferences that I travel to. They can be very life transforming if you really intend for growth. Thank God for the Koinonia meetings, but make sure you open up yourself to follow these extra services in the name of Jesus Christ. And then may I encourage you, please, I know some of you are into real estate. I'm just making this announcement. We're trusting God. God is granting us grace, but we're looking to make sure that soonest we have our own property and our own facility. We're really working at that. Praise the name of the Lord. Therefore, if you are here, you are into construction, you are an engineer, you are into real estate, in another Koinonia service, we'll be able to put together all of the engineers, architects. I hope that we'll be able to have you. I'll have a meeting with you. I'll have a word with you. But for now, you know about lands that are available. You work with the government. There's any assistance or anything you can provide. Please, after service, I want you to meet Mr. Abu. Please, Mr. Abu, stand. Let them see you. Everyone, so you walk to him after the service. Anything related you want to give us, maybe you're into sales of land and all of that, and you want us to know about a property somewhere. Because of the size of the ministry, we're looking for something really large. And we have our own specifications as far as regions are concerned. So please do well. I'm announcing it openly. We'll be glad. You can see him after service. Maybe what will happen is after the service, you can just stand here briefly so that if there are any people who are concerned, you can just get the details and then we'll follow up. God will give us a place soon in the name of Jesus. And we'll have the liberty to express ourselves more than we are doing now to the glory of the name of the Lord. We are making this arrangement because we really want to see. You see that we've exhausted this facility right now outside. There are more people outside than there are. Those inside are a very small fraction of those outside, and the rainy seasons are coming, so we're really working to put two and two. By the way, please, if you have any advice, any counsel from a professional experience of how we can manage the tithes, you're an engineer, an architect, please, we're very open. We don't know everything. We're here to learn. Praise the name of the Lord. And we'll be more than glad to listen to your professional advice as we just transit through this phase. Someday when we are in our permanent site, you will look at today's photos and you'll be happy that you are part of history. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your patience. Please rise. I declare that the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Your week is a week of testimonies. In Jesus' name I pray. Let's share the grace together in fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you. See you on Sunday.